Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper, Dave. Yeah. Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, Dave.
Yes.
Boy, that is good news.
Anyway, how is your sex life?
A little bit of fantastic.
Talking about sports, my favorite sport, well, everybody's favorite sport, is cigarette boat racing. Our national pastime. I was watching the sports highlights, and they showed a cigarette boat just flying across the top of the water, and then all of a sudden, it did this business. And I'm thinking, what happens in the captain's mind at that moment? Okay, we're gonna have a bad day now. 3 backflips, hit the water, and exploded into nothing but flotsam and jetsam. And I swear the sportscaster said, the driver suffered a broken toe. I could understand him saying, all they could find was the driver's toe. He broke his toe. He's got to go to parties with his toe bandaged. Cigarette boat racing, you know it. Want to initial my cast?
I'm going to tell you, I was driving down to see a buddy of mine in Tulsa, Oklahoma, not long ago. And that's right. You know what Tulsa spelled backward is? A slut. You know what a slut backward is? $100. Get it? That's funny. But I'm okay. I was going down there to see my buddy down there, and I stopped at the Hooters when I was down. Have you seen the shorts on them girls at the Hooters? Good Lord. Tell you what, if they get any shorter, the FDA's going to start making them wear hair nets. I tell you that much, because that's ridiculous. Good Lord. That's funny. If you don't think that's funny, you get the hell out of here, because that's a funny joke right there. So I get down to see my buddy, and I was at his house, and he was fighting with his nephew. I guess his nephew got some trouble. He's in 10th grade, and he had sex with his teacher. And I was like, hey, that's pretty cool, you know. But the bad part is he's homeschooled, you know, so that ain't good. That ain't good at all. I know, that ain't good. That ain't right.
Sass me, Burkus.
You ready to hear it, baby? All right.
I'm not interested in caring about people.
Nope. You and me both. It is Tuesday, June 4th of 2019. I'm Corey Cove. There's Chris Hockey. There's Paul Meat Sauce Lambert. Wearing a Rocky IV t-shirt. It's worked well for you in the past.
Yeah, man.
Hell yeah.
It did, and look at you.
Wasn't that the shirt you were wearing when you slayed a 10?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Yes, sir.
But I how did that work? Look at that shirt.
It's not the shirt. It's what's underneath.
Yeah, it's the human being, Corey.
Oh. No, that's not what I meant. I meant that sweet-ass chest of yours.
It's not sweet. You want to see it?
I don't know, man. I love your chest. Although, your nipples, you look like you're cross-eyed. They
you want to see it?
In different directions. Of course I want to see it.
Well, hasn't Sauce multiple times said for a dude he thinks his nipples are elite?
He does say that a lot.
You like your nipples, right?
His nipples are like Marty Feldman's eyes.
I wish I knew who that was.
He's the guy on Young Frankenstein.
Oh.
That's it. I mean, I don't know if I would call that an elite nipple. I'm looking right at it right now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have giant T-words. No, you don't have giant
T-words, but... It's a solid B-cup.
Hold on. Stay right there. I would say if Leonardo DiCaprio was drawing a picture... Da Vinci, I mean, was drawing a picture... of the human male anatomy, and he was drawing a nipple. That would, that could be a, you could be a nipple model. The rest of it around, it's a train wreck. But that's a perfectly shaped, perfectly colored nipple. Is it cold in there?
Yeah.
You can put your shirt keys
back
on.
Put your Rocky IV shirt back on.
You know what? I love it, man. I love that he's so willing and to take his shirt off and parade around.
Yeah, in front of the two of us.
Yeah.
He won't do it at the pool. He said he doesn't do it at the pool.
He didn't do it at the pool?
No, he wears the Rocky IV shirt to the pool.
I haven't taken my shirt off at a pool since the bicentennial.
1976?
Yeah.
You weren't even born.
Yeah, that's how long it's been.
Wait, bicentennial.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right, yeah.
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 All right, well.
Well, cute shirt. Neither one of those people looks like the actual actor.
No, not at all.
I don't think it can.
Right, legally.
Yeah.
But it says Rocky IV.
Yeah.
Right. That's not Sylvester Stallone.
Great point,
by the
way.
And that is definitely not Dolph Lundgren.
She played There's No Easy Way Out.
That's my Sylvester. Can I tell you?
I can't wait for the new Rambo.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's Last Blood. Did you know that's what they're calling it?
Yeah. We're seeing it.
Duh!
My Last Blood was purple.
Your pee-pee blood?
Yeah, it was purple.
Really?
Yeah. And painful.
Go Vikes!
Yeah. Skull!
Yeah. You think PA bleeds purple?
Right.
Check out the toilet.
I don't bleed purple, man. I pee purple.
Right.
Man. Well, I said it on the Twitter machine last night, guys. I'll say it again. The most satisfying end to a series I've ever seen.
Really? That good?
Really?
Yeah. It was so satisfying. In fact, I saw Church tweet before the final episode of Chernobyl saying, hopefully we get some answers about why this happened, which is stupid, you know, because it just shows how lazy we are as Americans and as humans. Is I'm sure we could do a little research. It's history. We could look it up probably on the Wikipedia page and know what happened and why.
That was what Chris Cluey was saying back to him. Like, you know, you could look this up in Wikipedia.
Oh, is that what he said? Oh, I didn't see that.
And Church responded with, I want to learn after.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to watch this first and then learn later.
Well, and let me say then, but I knew exactly what Charge was saying. That's exactly what I wanted the characters that we've gotten to know to tell us what the hell went wrong. And my God, that's exactly what they did.
Hmm.
They told us, he told us from the moment it began until the moment they were in that courtroom, why it happened and how it happened. It was a brilliant way to end the show. It was fantastically done. The best episode was the final episode. Hmm.
If at any moment
hi,
of
John Bonus.
Hi John Bonus.
Hi kids.
Did the finale of Chernobyl last night throughout their explanation?
It was the final last night.
Final.
Yeah.
Throughout their explanation of what had happened, at any point did they explain the Night King and Bran? Because that would have been great if they would have just really, truly wrapped that up and said what the hell Bran was doing.
They didn't explain it.
What the three-eyed raven really means.
They didn't explain that, but they did have a judge who just sit there and looked at him and didn't say a word.
So very Bran-like.
Yeah, very Bran-like, yeah.
Okay, great.
Have you watched it? I can't remember, John.
No,
you're waiting to watch the
not
whole
yet.
Thing? I couldn't have been
happier. That's why I'm so surprised it's already over.
It's a miniseries.
It's five episodes.
It's only five.
Yeah. Okay, good.
I couldn't have been happier
that
with the way it ended.
More likely that I'm actually going to watch it.
Dude, it's so good. It's so good.
Everybody says that.
The explanation was so well done last night.
All right.
Wow. And then, I'll tell you what, then they showed clips of the real people they were portraying. The lady is not a real person. Lady! She's a, what would you say, amalgamation, a combination of a bunch of different characters. But the two main guys, not only were they brilliant actors, they even looked a little like the real guys, man.
Huh.
There's some really heroic people who did some things that saved a large part of the population of the Earth. And they were real people, man.
Mm. Can't wait to see it.
They died horribly. 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 Their skin basically turned translucent. Is that a word as well?
Yes.
Okay, good. I don't know. I hear the words on my book on tapes, but I never know for sure if I know what they mean.
God, what a great song.
It's not HBO. No, wait, I just said it backwards. It's not TV. It's HBO.
Right?
And they rarely miss.
Damn it, that was good.
So is this something that can have a season 2?
Nah.
No, this is
unless you hope for another accident in real life, yeah. Then they'll just do another series
what
after
about
that.
You know, 4 mile landing or whatever.
See, that's the thing. What about 4 mile landing?
I was talking to Saucy about that. 3 mile island. It could, from what I know about it, and again, I know very little about it because I don't know why, but it could have been just as bad as Chernobyl, right? Do you guys know any of that history, the 3 mile island thing?
I driven past it several times,
you
but
can
no,
tell.
No, I mean, I don't know that I ever heard that it was anywhere near that level.
Right. But it could have been.
So, what was the Jack Lemmon movie about a radioactive disaster?
That was a fiction.
Grumpy Old
no,
Man.
No, I know that, but didn't, yeah, yeah. But yeah. Didn't it come out like a month Hold before? On, no.
3 Mile Island. Yeah, it was Cottonwood or geez, what was it?
You're close. Was dude. It the you're close.
Something syndrome.
China syndrome. Wasn't Silkwood? It the China syndrome?
Silkwood
maybe?
Deadwood.
I think China syndrome's a different movie.
No, but man, it's that's the same thing,
even
right?
Movies about science we're stupid about.
Sounds right.
But it was the China syndrome.
China syndrome.
And wasn't that
I thought that was a Kurt Russell show.
No, that's Matt.
No, that's overboard.
Yeah, well played. But isn't that bit where it gets so bad that it'll melt all the way to China? Isn't that what that's about?
I think that's a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
No, I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious.
No, I feel you, but I'm sorry. It was funny, I thought. I didn't mean to offend you.
You want me to take my shirt off again?
I know that John does.
No, John does not.
Melts
I'm just
going to
go
China.
Hard.
Man, oh, I'm dead on, serious. Isn't that Care why 11. It's called that?
Turn on Care 11 and look how pretty Alyssa looks this morning.
Yeah.
We're going to Wikipedia it.
Oh, she's had knee surgery.
Where is it? Alicia's had knee surgery?
Yeah, next time she's in, I got to ask her. She's got a scar in her knee.
Oh, yeah. Cool. I was right.
You know who was in Silkwood with
what's with her
Meryl
face?
Streep.
Meryl Streep, yeah.
But you know who else?
I'm going to guess probably not Geraldo Rivera.
Cher.
Great point.
Is that right?
Thank you.
That is a great point. You just made a great point, dude. Do you believe in
Sauce,
life
read
after
the China
nuclear
bit.
Disasters?
It says China syndrome, not intended to be taken
literally. China syndrome.
That's your sister has that.
China.
Not intended to be taken literally. But it describes a fictional result of a nuclear meltdown where reactor components melt through their contaminant structures and into the underlying earth all the way to China.
Are you guys watching Care 11? Did you turn it on?
No.
There's a swarm around Sven right now of bugs. Can you see him?
No, we don't.
You got to turn it on. He's wearing a white shirt, barely covering his buffness. And there is a swarm of bugs that will not leave him alone. And they're down by his crotch now. Take a shower, Sven!
What a great song.
Are you okay?
I'm just...
What?
This song's ridiculous.
Wasn't this her like comeback hit?
Yes,
sure, man.
Yes, this was it.
Sure. And the start of auto-tune, essentially, right? The mainstream start of auto-tune.
Yeah, it was an accident.
Puck loves this tune.
Has anybody seen her in concert live?
No, she was here like a month ago, and Hawk and I didn't go.
No, I should have.
She's in Vegas pretty regularly.
Yeah, I know. That is something
Lucky.
I should do.
I would see that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even particularly like Cher, but that's got to be a show. You know,
little drummer boy.
No, it's Fernando, the ABBA song she covered in that fantastic film.
Yeah, you loved it.
It's a really good film. Man, did I cry. Holy balls.
At the Mamma Mia film?
Dude, Mamma Mia 2, there's a scene at the end, and people who've seen it know what I'm talking about. It's GD sad.
Isn't Cher Marilyn Manson's grandma or something in that film?
I believe the scene is sad.
No, I'm telling you.
I think the whole movie is kind of sad.
I liked the movie. I thought it was very good. You like to get it on, Fernando.
Every time my sister's at my parents' house, she demands to watch it.
Of course.
She loves that movie.
She knows good movies.
She loves Mamma Mia, too.
Really?
Because of the singing.
Hell yeah.
Oh.
Man, I got to tell you, you watch that one scene at the end, boy. You tell me you ain't crying.
I like to bang random dudes, Fernando.
You do?
I'm not sure that's the right lyric. That's the way I hear it, though.
No Mark Rosen today. He's out all week.
Thank God.
But yeah. John Bonus is here. Carly Zucker will be here in a little bit. Today's Tuesday, so we'll have our Wombo Sports Twitch stream from 10 to 11.
Can't wait. What are we playing?
Who cares?
Could we play Rocket League? Point.
I'm sick of that game. I'm terrible.
Oh, God. I am not sick of it.
I love it.
I can't stop playing it.
Yeah, right, I'll play it again.
Yeah, let's play it.
John, are you going to stick around and play video games with us one of these days?
Maybe one of these days. Not today, boy.
Here's what we got to do today. Since AJ and I play all the time and you guys are playing sparingly, we go back to the winning team of you and me, Chris.
Well, Hockey and I have lives.
Do you?
I mean, if you consider...
I don't.
Golf a life?
Sure.
So my point is we need to put some money on the line.
Now we're talking.
Let's play like $50 a game.
Now we're talking.
No, one...
You and AJ versus Hawk and myself.
My teammate won't pay that.
Well, yeah, I mean, you'd have to pay it.
You two are better than we are.
How do you know?
Wait, AJ's great.
AJ's really good, but I'm awful.
I'm worse than you are.
No,
I've
you're not.
I've gotten worse instead of better.
There's no way you're worse than I am.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm the worst. I quit on Saturday night. That's not shocking to anybody, but I'm terrible.
It was
put some money on
in
it.
Your pants that night.
Sure.
Yeah. We'll care more if we put money on it.
Yeah, we'll care more. We'll try more. Every goal will feel.
Are you and AJ being broken up in this thing? So, like, you and Sox,
yeah, we're the two most AJ. Experienced okay, players, right. So yeah. We break it up. Yeah. So it's more fair.
Yeah, that's how it's been from the very right. beginning.
Okay, that's good.
Fernando.
Right, Fernando. All right, Front Page Sports, when the Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on the Fan.
The stars are bright, Fernando. Oh, cheeky Nando. Good morning, Andy.
Register for your shot to win a pair of tickets and weekend passes to Prior Lake Rotary's Lakefront Music Festival going down July 12th and 13th. KFAN.com, keyword contest to enter.
You still like this band?
Love them.
Oh, this Churches?
Yeah. Churches.
Yeah, I love this
song. Silica Black Friday.
Silica, can't wait.
I'm going to be there too.
Oh, no. They're it's a good lineup this year, man.
Saturday? Are they the Saturday headliner or Friday
They are
headliner?
The Saturday
headliner. Saturday. Okay.
And I'm not sure they're in the headline. Marazz might be the headline.
Oh, really? I thought Churches was.
Well, the headliner one of the two stages.
Yeah, there's two stages.
Oh, there's two stages.
Yeah.
See, I've never been to Basilica.
Really?
So I don't know how it works.
So I presume since Marazz is the bigger name that he's going to be the headliner on the backstage and Churches would be the headliner on the front stage. And I like the front stage a lot better. You're a lot closer. I mean, you're right next to the church. It's... gorgeous.
Yeah, Corey, I love that.
Would you like a tour of my church while we're there?
Yeah, great. Any idea what time Churches goes on? And what time the sun sets that night? Because well, it's definitely a CM in the dark.
It'll be at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, sun'll be going down. It'll be dark by the time they're done.
By the time they're done, yeah. For sure.
Their light show is sick, right, Sauce?
Oh, dude.
It's great.
Yeah. It's so fun. Oh, God. And I'm pissed that I'm missing them, but, dude, they're one of the best live bands going.
Super cool.
Just rip.
Rip.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. It's worth the... If you're like... I mean, Basilica Wales to begin with, but if you're like, you know what? I only want to see them. Go.
That's the only reason I'm going.
Yeah, but... Right.
A lot of people in a small area, Corey.
That's okay. Robot. Here we go. Front Page Sports. It's brought to you by Early Bird Electric. Thanks, Early Bird Electric.
Thank you, Early Bird Electric. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks. Let's see. Do I want to start with that? No. Do I want to start with that? No. It's the A topic here.
Oh, here we go.
We don't have any poker to talk about yet.
Oh, we don't.
Yet.
That one dude won a bracelet or a diamond
Yeah, Derek
ring
McMaster. And...
Who's Dirk McMaster?
Oh, Derek
McMaster.
Yeah, he
was in a movie about the guy
who's
in
the paper, man.
Oh.
Got some love in the paper.
Good
Living the
him,
dream.
Man. I saw that. Yeah, man, good for you.
Quarter of $1 million. Yeah, I know, right? Right. I can't tell you how many people have told me since they heard me say that. I thought he would have won more.
Yeah, didn't Hogs
It's one of the smaller events, but still, winning $250,000 and we're laughing at it. Like, that's it?
That's sweet, dude.
I mean, I think he's probably pretty thrilled with $250,000 in a bracelet.
How quickly would hockey go through $250,000?
Before he gets to the airport.
Yeah. Well, he plays airport slots.
Damn right, I'm good at it.
Brilliant. Sources are saying that Kevin Warren of the Minnesota Vikings is going to be named the next Big Ten commissioner.
Hell yeah.
One step closer to NFL commissioner.
Hell yeah, dude. I love that guy.
That's
he wails.
Yep.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a bad day for Rosen to be gone. Rosen could have had a lot of thoughts on Kevin Warren being next Big Ten commissioner.
Huh. Rosen died.
Oh, okay, well.
Nah, good.
It's about
what
time.
Is Kevin Warren's existing role at the...
I believe he is...
Chief Operating Officer, right?
Yeah, COF.
Okay. Yeah, he's also an usher at most games.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta have multiple jobs down there.
Man. Yeah, a lot of jobs.
Does everything.
Jack of all trades. The Stanley Cup Final went the way of St. Louis. So again, if you're keeping track of Scott Barry's bet, and I am, it's back on. They won 4-2 over the Bruins, despite Charlie Coyle scoring again in the finals. Third straight game in the finals, Charlie's put up a goal. That's kind of insane. 9 goals in the 2019 playoffs for Charlie Coyle. 7 assists as well. Game 5 is Thursday in Boston. 7 o'clock. That series is tied at 2. And John, the guy that bet $400 on the Blues in January at 250-1 is holding on to his ticket. And right now, they have, what, stolen? No, I guess they don't have home ice, right? Because now we're even, because I guess Boston did win a game in St. Louis. So it's a 3-game series, though, and he's got $100,000 on the line.
Nice.
Hedge the goddamn bet, Scott.
Yeah, Scott. Get your life together, Scott.
All right, now with a 3-game series, how much would you guys take?
$10,000.
Oh, it's more than that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Sure. Because it's a...
It's tied at 2.
And it's in by...
So game...
Game 5 is in Boston.
And then
game 6 would be in St. Louis. Game 7 would be in Boston.
I don't know, man. Go ahead, bonus.
I was going to say, what were the original odds for the series? Was it 60-40, the Bruins? Was that the
It was something series? Like that, yeah. The Bruins were a favorite.
Let's say it's about 60-40 about now then, too. Something like that. Maybe a little more. So,
but know, anybody buying the ticket's going to have to get slightly better odds
right,
than they would get in a book, right? So maybe 35K?
35,000, yeah.
30 to 35K?
Yeah.
I take that
would
in
you
a
take
heartbeat,
that?
Yep.
Yeah,
big difference between 135.
Right, but there's also a big difference between 35 and 0.
It's true.
I would definitely take that.
Yep, yeah. I would too.
$35,000. Like the movie Blow, where George Young's character goes to buy a massive amount of marijuana for the first time, and he says to the guy who owns the marijuana farm, he says, if I bring you $50,000, can we have all this? He looks at him, he says, son, if you bring me $50,000, I no longer have any problems.
Make him be quiet.
So he brought him $75,000 instead, and they drove off with a bunch of pot.
Great story.
It's a cool movie.
Twins are at Cleveland tonight at 6:10. Devin Smeltzer goes again against Shane Bieber, the younger brother of Justin Bieber, and he's pretty good. Twins have won 15 of 18. They have a 40-18 record. They are 21-9 on the road. They have 16 division games in the month of June, including tonight. And Nelson Cruz is back from the IL. I'm still not used to saying IL.
I am not either.
Injured list.
And we will be watching the game at the Tuesday Taproom Tour at Lynn Lake Brewing tonight.
What time will that be?
It'll be at 6 o'clock, but you can't get tickets.
You can't get tickets to that.
Nope. It's sold out? Hell yeah.
Thanks.
Well, hell yeah, it's sold out.
I am sorry.
Thanks for the invite.
I am sorry.
Appreciate it.
I'm sorry.
NBA Finals tomorrow night, Toronto at Golden State. 8 o'clock. The Warriors are 6-point favorites, minus 260 on the money line, over under 213. Kevon, I always screw that up. Looney is out, fractured collarbone or something? I forget what he broke.
I think
broke something. He's out indefinitely. Klay Thompson is questionable with a hamstring problem. And I haven't heard a definitive word on Durant. Do we know if he's in or out or questionable?
I don't know.
Either way, the Warriors are 6-point favorites despite all of these injuries. And that was the only way you guys had a chance, is if the team got injured over and over and over again. And that's what they're doing. They're getting hurt constantly and still finding a way to win.
We're in giant trouble, Hogs.
I don't care.
Yeah, I know. I know you don't care, but we also don't... We want to keep Corey dead last in the money.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Just a matter of time.
Yeah, I know it is. Plus, we got a U.S. Open bet next week. We're in, right?
Well, yeah, but he's going to be gone.
No, yeah, but I can still bet.
He'll kill.
Yeah.
Kill.
How would you bet? Would you call in at 6 in the morning? Well, you don't drink out there, so you'll be up.
Probably.
He'll be out of the poker.
How many shows are you going to out there?
All of them.
Oh, well, congrats, man. Thanks. I'm proud of you. I know it makes you happy.
The Twins took something called Keone Cavaco. How do you say it, John Bonas?
No, I have no idea. Keone Cavaco sounds good to me.
Keone Cavaco, Haas and Pfeffer Incorporated.
Power hitter, right? I guess they were wowed by his home runs into the rocks at Angels Stadium.
Yeah, he's a high schooler, right? And he's a guy who, for some reason, didn't get invited to a lot of the prep showcase things. So and as a result, when people did start uncovering him last 2 months, he's risen up the draft board in a hurry. But there's still some questions about whether or not he can hit really good pitching. And, you know, he's 18 years old, and he's, you know, we'll see what he develops into.
The 39th pick by the Twins was Matt Wallner from Forest Lake, Minnesota.
They also
drafted him in round 32 in 2016.
That is correct.
They drafted him again yesterday, pick 39.
One of the tricky things about the Major League Baseball draft is that you can be eligible for it three times during your career. The year you come out of high school, the year that you're a junior in college, and the year you're a senior in college. As a result, there's a lot of gamesmanship that goes on because you don't want to draft somebody in the first or second or third round that you might not eventually sign, because you just have to give up that pick and you have to give up the slot money associated with that pick. So it is... he's a good example of somebody who was drafted, decided he wasn't going to come out really, and then came back and made a lot more money.
Sweet. What are you laughing over there, Chris? Reading something funny? What happened?
Oh, man. I'm down the Men's Health magazine rabbit hole right now.
Did you learn more about taints and grade fours yesterday?
Yeah, very close.
Dude, no, he's right. I went to a different article than the one you saw me reading, Sussy, and it's 7 new ways to masturbate that will help make your whole life better.
Go on.
And the first one is...
this is in Men's Health magazine?
Yeah, Men's Health magazine.
Then, and it's legitness.
Yeah. And the first one is don't ignore the perineum. But the funny thing about the article is as opposed to using the word masturbate every time they talk about it, the female author uses the word stroke, and I don't know why it makes me laugh. Try pressing a vibrating sex toy to your perineum while stroking. Billy Squire's so
that's
proud.
That's what I was going for.
I knew it. Right?
That's exactly what I was looking up right now. Everybody. I like that. You know, Sauce is an all-timer. He's going, there's more than one way?
I didn't know that.
Stupid-ass system.
Why do we have those?
Who knows?
Apparently, I need to buy a smart wand.
No, aren't smart wands for ladies?
Apparently, guys are using them, too.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, man, guys of all stripes.
Okay.
Can I give you guys some advice according to Men's Health?
Yeah, of course.
This lady encourages you not to try the 5-minute speed jerk.
5 minutes? Who's lasting that long? Why does she say don't do that?
Because it makes you, and this is, I don't think it's a problem that you experience, Saucy, after talking to you privately, but it makes you not appreciate what's going on down there when you're with a lady friend or a man friend, because there's no way their parts are going to have that strong a grip. So don't go for the 5-minute speed jerk, which is that was my specialty in high school track.
It's just brilliant.
We're learning a lot today.
Man, I'm telling you. There's another article here, 7 ways to make your wiener bigger.
Go on.
No, also, also written by a woman.
Absolutely. Read that.
Oh, I'm going to. Don't worry.
Bookmark. Don't you guys think no, it's like, out, hey, look, out. Sexism aside, isn't it a little bit weird that a woman is telling us seven different ways to do that to ourselves?
Well, she's a doctor.
Oh, okay.
But she does encourage, as she puts it, and please forgive my language, but at 6:10 in the morning, if there's kids in the car, you might as well turn the radio off for the next 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Butt play. And back.
She encourages that?
Yeah. Says that guys leave that part of themselves alone for the most part, and there's a lot of nerve endings down there.
Well, not all of us.
That's touche! You're right! Oh my God, you're so far ahead of us!
Not all of us leave it alone. And I'm not talking about myself, Paul.
Listen, Pinky Tuscadero, you had it figured out.
Yeah, I told you.
You doled me.
Yeah, I doled you.
I doled you.
Yeah, I yeah. Bob doled
you. You kept yeah, using you me until me. I was dole.
Yeah, you guys think I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
You guys think I'm the dumbest person ever.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm kind of smart.
I didn't realize that I needed to change things up, but apparently I do. This perineum thing in me, we got to get to know each other.
John, are you familiar with the perineum?
Comment.
Who do you want to call?
Ghostbusters.
Yep.
She's so used to...
Right.
She's so used to John Bonus looking for things for his perineum. She's like, who do you want to call now?
Yeah, now who do we contact?
That's
John?
What I renamed Siri.
Brilliant.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Do you guys know what a fleshlight is?
Yeah.
Well, I am sorry.
Yeah.
Have you had one? Do you have one?
I do not, but I know
I
this.
Do not. Uh-oh.
Didn't Creasel talk about how he had one. I think he said it on the station.
That doesn't sound like John.
And he used it to get a dent out of Kayla's car.
What?
True story. 100%. If he's up...
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
What?
How?
I swear to God.
No, okay. How would that work?
Like a suction
yeah,
cup?
Yeah, like it... I don't know. I'm not smart.
How would that work?
I don't know.
Can I ask you a question about this?
Like
you're an expert?
It's like a suction cup, and you'd pull it out.
Since you're an expert on these things, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Are they one-use machines? Because I don't ever want to use it again.
Yeah, Chris will call in. He'll answer all your questions.
I hate to treat my fleshlight like a slut, but I'm one and done.
Yeah. I think, I don't know. I don't have one.
Why don't you get one for the show?
Yeah, you know what? I see them all the time on
that. Sounds like legitimate business.
You never see me if I had one.
Sure, I would.
What do you mean? Come over?
Yeah, at the meetings.
Go to meetings?
Hotline.
Here we go.
Oh, Lordy.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi, John.
Good morning.
Did you hear what we were talking about by any chance? Oh, no, you're not in town,
no,
are you?
No, I just got a text from Sauce, and I said, what am I calling in about? He just says, fleshlight.
He says that you used a fleshlight to get a dent out of your car.
Out of my wife's car, actually. Someone hit and ran her, and there's a very powerful suction cup on it, so it can be attached to anything. And it pulled that dent out like I was at Abra Auto Body.
I just don't understand how that works. I mean, how the fleshlight itself works. I thought you just put it in there and went Billy Squire on the bit.
Well, I mean, I suppose that would work too, but also I think the suction cup is for, you know, let's say if you didn't have arms, if you're still good.
Brilliant. Now I get it.
See?
Oh my God.
I told you.
Horny guys are geniuses. Well, Einstein had to invent that.
John, without going into too much details, didn't you have some dude that like had some machine that his wife found?
Oh yeah. My buddy Jason, he had a torso. and he got it and she thought it was she was like, what was in that box? And he didn't want to tell her the truth. So he said it was a Christmas present for her. Well, Christmas came and went, and she's a woman, so she has a good memory. And she started searching for it. He didn't want to bring it with to Kosovo, so he hid it up in the attic.
Oh, my
and
God.
She was searching, and she found it. And the thing about it was the BH was actually torn.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's greasy.
Solid contribution.
I told you.
I hope he's listening.
Yeah. Soldiers are so horny. Yeah.
Like, oh, of course.
Yeah.
All right.
He's on another level.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Bye, buddy.
Thanks,
see you
boss.
Soon.
Bye.
His name's Creasel. That's
love
not
you,
bonus.
So...
No, but so this, you said horny guys, right? This is how this works, right? People invent pervy things all the time. So somebody clearly invented the fleshlight, and maybe somebody invented a fleshlight and they said, "Hey, this thing's got pretty good suction. I wonder if it could get dents out of cars." It's more likely in my mind that somebody saw the suction cup thing that like fixed dents in cars, and some guy goes, "You know, I bet you could bang that."
See, I don't know, but I got to tell you, I never even dreamt of the idea that you would want to use a suction cup on one end to stick to something so you could walk up on it. And, you know, but you know, I'm no Albert Hornstein, so I would never have invented that. Wow.
Sauce, just buy one for research.
Yeah, please buy one. I gotta see.
And then walk down to Abbott's office and demand that he makes it a write-off.
I'll walk on down. Well, yeah. I'd write it off on my taxes.
Buy one for him for a stand-up desk.
Abbott hates me anyways. And I'm gonna get yelled at for this whole bit, but yeah.
Well, you brought it up.
Yeah, I can't believe you brought it up.
I didn't bring it up.
You brought up the whole thing about the dent in the car.
Yeah, man.
No, he asked me about the fleshlight.
Yeah, but then you went on with a lot of detail that wasn't necessary.
Hey, I have people.
Hey!
Hey! You've got to let
me know. All right, Carly in about an hour or so. John Bonus is hanging out. Talk a little bit more about his baseball team later. No Rosie today. This is the Power Trip Morning Show. We're back in a couple of seconds right here on The Fan. I'll be there till you.
Thanks for tuning in. 6:23, Tuesday, June 4th, a month away from Independence Day.
It's time to testify. What a great song.
Yeah, man.
Who's this again?
Bradley Cooper. I believe he wrote this song, too, strangely enough. It's the very first thing you hear in the movie. Thursday, McDonald's is doing something odd.
Want a taste of Canada without crossing the border? That'd be nice, eh? For one day only, trade any amount of foreign currency for any of our new Worldwide Favorites menu items. McDonald's International Currency Exchange, June 6th, 2 to 5 p.m. local time.
Yeah, see?
Paul, you should go into McDonald's on Thursday, get one of these new international items, and just give them one Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Just one. Because they said one of anything. Just give them one Bitcoin.
Okay. Where do I get Bitcoin? Isn't Bitcoin worth more than, like, McDonald's whales? But isn't that worth
just,
more?
Just get them one Bitcoin and then tell them what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll do it. When does that start?
Thursday for about 3 hours.
Okay, I'll do it. Do I have to go to Canada?
Nope. It's here.
You're pretty confused by this.
Of course. I'll do it, though. Let me find some Bitcoin.
Just one.
I got it. I'll find some.
What is a McDonald's international favorite?
Man, there's all kinds of things.
Isn't it like
Stroop waffle?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
they're bringing I think, sister, four items from their international menu to the States.
Yeah.
They look good, all of them. Hold on, I got the list here somewhere. Nope, that's not it. No. Oh, yeah, here it is. Nope, it's not on there.
All right.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Bacon cheese fries.
No. That's the Canadian one, I presume.
Hell yeah.
Caramel waffle McFlurry.
That sounds incredible.
Oh, giddy up.
Tomato mozzarella chicken sandwich. That sounds great.
I would crush that.
Bacon Gouda burger.
100%
crush. Yeah, man, I'd eat all of these.
Cool. One Bitcoin and you can get anything you want.
All right, I'm in.
By the wayside.
I'll find some Bitcoin.
I bet you will.
It's really nice out, by the way.
It really is.
He's right about
it's
that.
It's lovely.
Yeah, it's perfect.
I'm excited to go back outside today.
That'd be good for you. What'd you do yesterday? Golf?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
I went really well.
It went really well, man.
I played okay. Yeah. I had a great time with Paulness, Tenna, and Mike Musman for the Birdies for Brains Foundation that does an amazing job.
Heck yeah.
All those people are great people. It was fun.
There's not like one of them that's not a good person?
Well, I'm sure one of them's mad that a bunch of us didn't stay, but that person can burn in hell for all I know.
It's aggressive.
But yeah, it was great. I mean, you know, Fallness is okay.
So when did you leave?
Right after the golf.
But you didn't stick around for the program? Why?
No, it's not my bit. I'm not staying for the program.
Okay, interesting choice.
I donated money, played golf. I'm not staying for the program. It's a wonderful program.
How would you know? You weren't there.
Mm.
What if it turned out to be horrible?
What if like the place got on fire?
Well, Tenna was like emceeing it, so there's no way it was horrible.
Okay, but what if part of the script was he kept throwing to you for jokes and then you weren't there, so it was just crickets?
Yeah, what if he got up and basically did what Christian Laettner did
in the locker room?
Yeah, loser.
What if he lost his mind last night, and that was the final straw?
Why would he do that at a charity event?
I don't know,
event?
I'm just saying,
he
what
panicked,
if it happened?
You
can't
there.
Automatically say it was a great event if we you weren't there.
We were going to do like a...
Yeah, a comedy duo like bit. A bit.
Abbott and Costello routine.
Yeah,
sure.
Laurel and Hardy, Abbott and Costello, the whole bit.
Do a bit.
Yeah, what if Stiller they all had the fish and then everybody had explosive diarrhea and there was only one bathroom? You can't say it was a great event if you weren't there.
Okay, I'm just, benefit of the doubt, it was a great event.
It benefited the doubt? That's what the charity was for?
No.
If it was a charity for skepticism, why was I not BMC?
I don't know.
It's they weren't sure you'd, charity.
They didn't think you'd come.
Oh, I'd be there for that.
I don't think I'd show up. I don't think he'd come.
Yeah, it was red, by the way, if you were betting at home.
I knew it. I said it.
Yeah. Sauce and I were walking down the hall. We were betting whether it was purple or red, and this one was red. So the purple must have been dried blood overnight or something?
What the hell are we talking about?
He's peeing blood again.
Are you really?
Rosie,
oh, yeah.
Rosie.
Oh, man, you're going to be shooting bullets out of that thing today.
You should probably go to the doctor, man.
You're like a Flintstone. You're shooting so many rocks out of your wiener.
I don't remember them doing
that. Like a rock. Great point, by the way.
Okay.
What if everybody last night was peeing blood?
Well, then you.
So no one was listening.
Because you're the king of the pee blooders.
The king?
Yeah, it's a weird gang out of L.A.
Yeah. Yeah, they ride those Vespa scooters around and kick some ass. They drive up and they're like, hey! It's our turn. Then they take a Virginia Slim and then just go, smooth. And then look off and then nod and then go.
Yeah, it's radio. So no one saw
you. Did. I can't see him either. I don't know what
he
did.
He flicked his Virginia Slim.
Thank you.
But I lit up another one.
Oh. And it sounds like, by the way, after this intimidating gang of pee blooders death stared the people that arrived, they seemed very courteous afterwards because they nodded, smiled,
death was
smoked cigarettes. They don't seem to be super intimidating.
Yeah. They like to pretend they are.
They just got to watch out for the S Crips.
Yeah.
Because they could be right around the corner. Yeah.
And guess who their leader is?
Dwight Hockey.
Correct. He actually rides on the back of one under a glass-bottom boat. That's too far.
That didn't make sense.
You should have said a brown probe. Yeah. Don't you watch The Office?
Yeah, you should have workshopped that whole bit.
Yeah, workshop it. Yeah. The king of the pee blooders.
That's you. Yeah. Captain pee blooders.
I'd rather be king.
When The Rock actually comes out, do you see like The Rock?
He's like, do you smell what The Rock is cooking?
I don't know. What's his theme song?
What are your wieners bleeding these years?
When Corey passes a kidney stone, we need The Rock's walk up song. What is it?
Hey! What if when you're like giving birth to The Rock out of the tip? Hey!
Yeah,
hockey. Google the Rock entrance song. Looks it's the us. First thing.
Looks
us.
Hey.
Okay. How giant is your urethra?
How bad is Hawk's rock impression?
And he does. He pops out. Great point.
That's more sliced alone. Hey.
Still better than his Scottish accent.
How dare you?
Does the eyebrow bit goes back in? Here, I'll play the Rock's entrance.
What is the song?
I don't know. It just says the Rock entrance song.
Well, I hope it doesn't have a big F word.
Well, I don't think it does. It's WW.
Well, as long as you don't think it does.
Yeah, when has your brain ever failed us? Yeah. Let's go for it.
An hour ago. Reading vibes. Being here.
Hey, it's National Cheese Day.
Oh, hell yeah.
Let's get some cheese curds.
Cheese whale.
Or mozz sticks. Or string cheese. That's about the limit for my cheese.
You don't like American Kraft singles?
Nope.
Blue cheese?
Nope.
Oh
speaking of nope. Okay. Sauce, I know you saw it on Twitter. Do you guys see that picky eater test that went viral a couple days ago?
Yeah, we should do that on the air with you.
No, I did not see it.
Because my friend John sent me that and said, what's your number? And I went through it. And honestly got my number. We can gamble on it if you would like to.
Let me find the bit again.
Is it, a 1 to 10 sort of thing?
Oh, it's way more than that. So it's a giant list. We can get through it quickly, though. A giant list of foods. It's basically you get 1 point for every food you do not eat. Will not or do not.
Yeah.
And for me, of course,
like
most...
Like avoid?
No, well, for me... Well, kind of. For me, it's... Most of the list is not only do I not eat them, I've never tried them.
Okay, wow.
Right? But I think the answer, I think that what they're looking for in terms of picky eaters is maybe you've even tried it, but that you refuse to eat it moving forward.
Okay.
Or that you don't currently eat it. Sauce, what was your number? Do you remember?
One.
There was only one that you...
One that Tenna tweeted. There are different ones because now that I Googled it. The one that Tenna tweeted is one. And I forgot what it was that I... Hold on.
I wonder if it's the same one that... That my friend sent.
What's your name, Corey?
Yeah.
I got it right here.
While he's looking, we've already got coffee, but Carly wants to know if you want a caramel thingy.
Caramel frap, sure.
Okay. Carly, for
thanks, Carly.
I got it right here.
Let me see if it's the same one. Yes, that is the one that I have.
I'm one, and it's liver. I won't eat liver.
Oh, man. I've had liver that I liked.
All right, so here let's go through the list quickly. Right. And John and Hawk, you guys do your number as well.
Okay. Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, but yeah, exactly. Read it at a pace where everybody can quickly jot down whether or not they get the point or not. So again, you're getting a point if you do not eat this item.
Okay,
you ready? You guys both ready? Hawk, you ready to write it down?
John,
yep,
you're
ready. Ready.
Looking for a page to write down.
I'm good.
Lettuce, Brussels sprouts, cucumber, eggs. Liver, pickles, avocado, oranges, apples, wheat bread, yogurt, ketchup, ranch dressing.
Slow down. A little faster than stopping.
Oh, blue cheese, canned tuna, crab. You had them, Hockey? Grapes, peanut butter, pork, tofu, cabbage, zucchini, asparagus, tea, celery, eggplant, peas, watermelon, pineapple, milk, beets, mustard, vinegar, raw fish, oysters, shrimp, sourdough bread, Nutella, turkey, onions. Last line.
Hold on. Nutella, turkey, onions. Okay.
Tomatoes, cauliflower, coconut, white chocolate, mushroom, beans, strawberries, bananas, grapefruit, raisins, olives, mayonnaise, soy sauce, cooked fish, snails. Okay, I'm two. Chicken, coffee.
You read like you're two.
Shut
up. That was one before coffee.
Chicken, you eat that. Coffee, beef, garlic, carrots. My number's two.
That's all of them?
Yeah.
I avoid eight.
16 I do not eat. 16th.
How many are there on the list? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's 60.
There's none
it's
that
60.
I would.
Out of 60? Corey's number is 59.
Yeah, I'm gonna guess.
Well, go. give me some of those off the list that you think that I do eat, though, because
chicken.
At that point, you think there's only one on that entire list that I eat.
Yes.
There's nothing else that you name that you think that I eat.
No, you're not gonna eat. I don't. Think
I bet it's like 57.
I don't think you eat turkey.
It's about 50.
Wait, was bread on there?
Wheat bread was.
He won't eat that. I think it's one.
I think he there's three that he eats.
So. He might eat peanut butter.
I gotta take.
No, I don't think he eats peanut butter.
Go ahead. What is it, Cor?
It's 59.
Bonus. What do you say?
I'll give you the. I'll go 55.
49.
Oh,
no kidding.
Which is still really bad.
What do you eat?
Let me go down the list here.
So there's 11 apples, things that you eat.
Apples.
Oh yeah.
Wheat bread. Peanut butter, that's three. I don't drink tea often, but I don't mind tea.
Do you, do you eat grapes?
I haven't had grapes in a long time, so I didn't count those. Okay. Watermelon, milk, even though, again, I don't, but I would. Sourdough bread is like a... sourdough bread's like a mostly no, but I will eat it in a pinch. same thing with Nutella. I'm not pro-Nutella, but
like
I would eat it. I've had it. White chocolate, hell yeah. Strawberries, yes. Raisins, yes.
I should have known about
chicken,
white
of course. Coffee, yes. So it's coffee, chicken, raisins.
Huck, yours is 16.
Strawberries, white chocolate.
Yeah, I don't eat 16 of them, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, 49.
Well, that's wow. So
that's nothing to brag about. I should be dead. I should be dead. And if not, I'm going to pee myself to death as the king of the pee bludders.
Well,
hey, Hawk, what was your number?
Sure later. I don't eat 16 of them yet.
16?
Yep.
What was yours, John?
I think 8.
8? And Sauce, there's only 2?
Yeah, I mean, I won't eat...
Which 2?
Probably snails and liver. I'd eat the rest of it.
Augusto, sweetheart, I would eat them, for later.
But I avoid 8 of them. I won't order 8 of them.
What really matters is next. Scores and stats around the world of sports. And in between, Chris will change your life. This is the Power to Your Morning Show. We're very picky eaters, and this is The Fan.
The Fan.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Power to Your Morning Show. Thanks for tuning in. Tuesday, June 4th. Tuesdays mean it's Wombo Sports Day. We'll be playing video games.
Yeah, let's bet on Rocky.
Yeah, I'm in. I'm into that.
Everything is better.
I'd rather bet on the color of your urine.
Yeah, you would have won. It was red.
I like the idea of us going in there with like a little paint card.
Really? Just like wallpaper, like swatches.
Yeah, like the little painting things you get at Home Depot, you know, all the different colors from orange.
Sure.
Purple.
You guys want to do taste tests too or not?
Yeah. No, yeah, I do.
I mean, we'd have to fly Dwight up here, but...
What really matters is scores and stats around the world of sports, and more importantly, Chris will tell you something that's actually interesting that doesn't have anything to do with sports.
He will?
Yeah, it's his job. At least for this segment.
Good morning, Jessica.
He's good at it.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
The Twins are at Cleveland tonight after a day off. 6'10", Devin Smeltzer versus Shane Bieber.
The Bieber.
Yeah.
It'll be fun to see what he does his second time out.
Yeah, man. He was dynamite the first
time
out.
Yeah, it was fun to watch.
7 strikeouts.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not even his best song.
Does he have the best
song? Yeah, Despacito, man. Oh, Bieber's got some absolute bangers.
He's got a sweet-looking wife.
Yes, he does. As you would say, Hawk, too, he's got some sweet ink.
Yeah, it does. Good tattoos.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Corey.
What really matters is this.
Fault, you're peeing blood, okay? Don't take it out of me.
It might be your fault.
Don't take it out of me.
It might be your fault.
Are you going to go to Vegas with that fire hose?
Well, I don't have a choice. It has to come with me. Unless it's a detachable penis. Great point.
Thank you. Abbott hates that song.
because it hits a little close to home.
You know the song, John? Detachable Penis?
Oh, I was Buckle hoping up. This was not what was going to be playing.
Mm-hmm. Right now,
what a great song.
Right now, you wish it was.
Get in there and do a little maintenance.
You don't know this song?
I do not know
the best.
Song.
Listen to the lyrics here.
Okay.
I woke up this morning with a bad hangover, and my penis was missing again.
Yep.
This happens all the time. It's detachable. This comes in handy a lot of the time. I can leave it home when I think it's going to get me in trouble. Or I can rent it out when I don't need it. But now and then I go to a party, get drunk, and the next morning I can't, for the life of me, remember what I did with it. First I looked around my apartment and I couldn't find it. So I called up the place where the party was. They hadn't seen it either. I asked them to check the medicine cabinet, because for some reason I leave it there sometimes, but not this time. So I told them if it pops up to let me know. I called a few people who were at the party, but they were no help either. I was starting to get desperate. I really don't like being without my penis for too long. It makes me feel like less of a man, and I really hate having to sit down every time I take a leap.
Marky.
After a few hours of searching the house and calling everyone I could think of, I was starting to get very depressed, so I went to the Kiev and ate breakfast. Then as I walked down 2nd Avenue towards St. Mark's Place, where
you know where he's going, right?
Most people sell used books and other junk on the street, I saw my penis lying on a blanket next to a broken toaster oven. Some guy was selling it. I had to buy it off him. He wanted $22, but I talked him down to $17. I took it home, washed it off, and put it back on.
Brilliant.
I was happy again. Complete. People sometimes tell me I should get it permanently attached.
You
but
should.
I don't know. Even though sometimes it's a pain in the ass, I like having a detachable penis.
Spent a large part of my life writing songs.
You
agonizing over lyrics.
Almost every song you have is better than that, huh?
That was a first draft for sure.
That's what I mean.
That guy meets Austin.
But subtly, it's brilliant. Again, think about it. The guy's writing about losing his detachable penis, yet he's concerned, but he goes to breakfast, he's walking around, finally sees it, and instead of just going, oh my gosh, I finally found it, he barters with the guy because he's not willing to pay $22. He talks him down to $17. Sauce, think of how excited you would be to find it. You would open up your wallet and say, take all of my money.
Yeah.
This guy's like, No. I'm not paying full price for that. That's mine. $17 tops. Talks him down.
Yeah, I think I speak for Hockey and I. If ours went missing, I don't think, you know. I mean,
well, needle in a haystack.
Yeah, correct. And I don't think we'd be, if we found something better, we would pay a lot more for that.
What really like matters, though, is this.
What were we saying there, John?
I feel like Corey would respect the talking down on the...
On which end? If I'm the guy that's selling it or buying it?
Buying it. I feel like you, if you came across your detachable penis,
the one currently,
you would be like, well, damaged.
I think you'd have to act briefly that it like it wasn't yours. Like you
sure.
didn't really need it.
Right.
In the back of your mind, you're saying, I'm willing to give 3 months mortgage for this thing.
Otherwise, it's just a used.
What do you got there, dude? You got a toaster oven? What the hell's that thing? Oh, well, I'll take it off your hands for $10. And he says, 17? Deal.
Yeah.
Deal.
Yeah, Hockey has one here.
He does. It's John Creasel's.
And he will not give it up.
We should put it on a blanket next to a toaster oven. It's mine. Sell it for $17.
It's like when Vince Vaughn got the picture, the painting from the young man.
It's mine, Todd.
It's mine, Todd.
It was
a gift. Yeah. I'm taking it with me when I leave.
What really matters, though, is this.
The Earth's atmosphere, and you probably know this, John Bonus, I didn't know this, stretches so far it even goes beyond the moon.
I did not know that.
I did not know that either.
I didn't either.
How about that?
That's a great tidbit.
That's what I do.
That's a great ad lib.
I spend all night looking for tidbits, man.
Yeah, you do on the internet, right?
I do, yeah.
The Blues beat the Bruins 4-2. The Stanley Cup final is now tied at 2 games apiece. Coyle scored yet again for Boston, but Boston lost. Game 5 Thursday in Boston, 7 o'clock.
Charlie Coyle leaves here and becomes David Ortiz.
They all do. Everybody who leaves here gets better.
Man, Fenton's trades.
I hope
so far,
I Heart
very,
trades me
very
somewhere
good.
So I can be the dominant.
Where would you like to go?
Paul Fenton would love to trade you. Oh, wait, although you're older, no offense, you're older. He likes to trade young people, though.
Yeah, that's true.
So he would love to trade Brianne, Zach Halverson.
I'd trade Zach.
I would trade Zach in a heartbeat.
I know, I'd trade him for sure.
What really matters, though, is this.
Good point. The original myth, Pandora, you know, Pandora's box?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She didn't open a box. She opened a jar. But it was a bad translation to box, and it just kind of stuck. So it's actually Pandora's jar.
Paul, explain Pandora's box.
I spent literally 5 hours last night looking for What Really Matters stuff, and I don't get any reaction.
Was that another one of your tidbits?
Yeah.
Paul, explain what you think Pandora's box means.
Isn't it a jewelry store?
I mean,
two things. You say the word jewelry very oddly. And number two, yeah, I'm asking you to explain the Pandora's box legend or myth.
You say the word jewelry like you're afraid you're going to drop it. It's very odd.
Jewelry.
Jewelry.
How do you skip the L?
I don't know. Jewelry.
There you go.
Anyhow, isn't Pandora's box like the thing that like controls stuff? Like they found it in Hocus Pocus and like all the witches came out on the Hallows Eve day?
Do you want my head to explode in the name of all that is good and decent? No more for today!
Pretty sure he just explained the plot to a Bette Midler movie.
And Goldie Hawn. Don't forget Goldie Hawn.
Mm-hmm.
And you would,
huh? Goldie Hawn was in Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, so is Sarah Jessica Parker.
I'm getting Sarah Jessica Parker and Goldie Hawn.
I think Hawn is in it. She's
not one of the three witches.
No,
it's the girl from...
Kathy, isn't it Kathy and Jimmy or something?
How do you even know that? Bam! Good work. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So who are the three?
It's Bette Kathy Midler, and Jimmy.
Sarah Jessica Parker and Kathy and Jimmy.
Yeah.
And I haven't even seen that goddamn movie, and I know that.
Oh, don't pretend.
I haven't. I've not seen Hocus Pocus.
It's pretty good.
But I've seen the...
It is.
Wow.
It's not bad.
Anyway, so you don't know what Pandora's box means? When somebody say, this is like opening Pandora's box, what does that mean to you when somebody uses that phrase?
I think it means like you've opened up something that will, like the secret, like that's not meant to be talked about. Now you've opened up Pandora's box. Like, oh no, now we all know that Corey's peeing purple pee. I don't know. Do you geniuses know what it is?
I wonder how you don't get hit by cars more. You know, or get stuck in revolving doors.
I think about that all the time.
Toronto at Golden State tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. The Warriors are -6. They are favorites despite 96 different injuries. What really matters is this.
The star of Chernobyl, Jared Harris.
Also from Mad Men. He was terrific in Mad Men, too.
He says it's official. It's kind of dull to go and do feature films. It's like stepping back in time. TV has surpassed movies.
He's correct. I'm with him. I like movies. I love TV. It's just better. And think of the things you just watched in the last couple of weeks, right? Thrones and now Chernobyl.
Yeah.
That's film quality. What people assume films are. I assume Chernobyl is Oscar-worthy acting and direction.
They'll win some.
Right, yeah, they're going to win TV awards. They're going to win Primetime Emmy Awards for miniseries. Again, I said this, John, and you've never seen Thrones yet. I know this. Game of Thrones is better than the Lord of the Rings trilogy, and the third Lord of the Rings movie won the Oscar for Best Picture. And the Battle of Winterfell was better than the Return of the King. It just was. And people complained about it. It was still better than Lord of the Rings. And I freaking love Lord of the Rings.
Nerd, nerd, nerd.
Speaking of nerds, can I tell you something about this song? Do you hear the high? Okay, that's the keyboard. Do you hear the low? The bass line?
Yeah.
He's playing the bass line with his left hand and the high part with his right hand. Two different keyboards at the same time.
Is it Ray Manzarek?
Yeah, yeah. They didn't have a bass player in their doors. He did it with his left hand.
Wow.
On a keyboard.
Wow.
I think the gal from Men's Health said you use your left hand as often as you possibly can. On your perennium.
On your tidbits.
Yeah.
A fan.
case you're worried you're drinking too much coffee, don't worry about it. Unless you drink 26 cups a day.
I don't.
Yeah, well, good. A recent study.
Oh.
Out of Queen's Mary University in London, found that it's safe for your heart if you drink an obscene amount of coffee on a daily basis. They found that people who could drink up, I should say, people could drink up to 25 cups a day without having an extra risk of heart attacks or arteries hardening or any of that stuff.
What do you think the most number of cups of coffee you ever had in one day?
Caffeinated or decaf? Does it matter?
No.
Let's go caffeinated, though, just for argument's sake.
I can't do more than three.
Three?
I'm on my third. I probably three or four is about my limit.
I'd burst into blue flame if I went over three.
Like Corey's crying.
What the hell does that mean?
Spontaneously combust.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Spontaneous combustion is blue flame?
Yeah. You
burst. That's what I heard, yeah.
Yeah, great point, by the way. Pardon me.
Where in the hell did that come
from? That's what he's talking about in the song.
Is
that
it?
Is true.
100%.
Yeah.
You guys
pardon me while I burst into flames.
You guys think I'm an idiot.
Well.
Yeah. 20-year anniversary this year of
Hell yeah, dude.
Make Yourself.
The greatest, one of the greatest albums of all time.
Way
also
up there.
One of the greatest albums to play video games to. From beginning to end. Especially Tony Hawk 1. Smitty Human, David, and I used to do that.
Sounds right.
By the way, David thinks I drink too much coffee.
Hold on one second.
Oh, you're going to jot that note down?
Yeah, I got to make sure I get to get my typewriter out. It's been a while. Hold on one second. Go back to the thing you said a moment ago about you guys. What did you guys do together?
Me, Suaveed, and Pappy Papsmear used to play this Tony Hawk 1 to this album, Make Yourself by Incubus.
But then what were you saying about Dav and your coffee drinking habits?
David thinks I drink too much coffee.
Too much coffee?
Yeah. So write that down, Chris. Yeah,
I'm getting it. Yeah,
his
hold
brother
on.
Thinks that he drinks too much coffee, even though he thinks the most he's ever had is maybe four cups a day, even though he's on three already.
Yeah, but isn't write that down another bit that another station does?
I don't know.
There's another station?
I don't
station?
Listen to radio. Who knows?
Hold on
what anybody
second.
Does.
Does anybody else think you drink too much coffee?
No, just Suave.
Okay.
He calls them kidney busters. Like when we were in
Hold
Vegas.
On, he calls them what again?
Kidney busters.
Okay.
Like when we were in Vegas, and I'm like, hey, do you want coffee? And then I found him. God knows what he was doing.
Probably running a half marathon with a stupid bandana.
Yeah. He's running an Ironman, by the way.
Yeah, hold on. Who's
no
running
way.
An Ironman?
Suave is, yeah.
You don't run an Ironman.
Or
Iron
half up.
You run, swim, and bike.
Yeah, he's doing that.
Yeah, okay, he drowns.
What?
Well, there's also the possibility of a shark.
It's in the lake by your house, Hockey.
Don't bother me.
In fact, I hope he has a bad bike accident and then falls into the water and drowns.
So he's doing an Ironman in my backyard in the runoff pond?
In, no, somewhere in Maple Grove.
Good, I hope he gets some kind of weird frog disease.
If he comes near my neighborhood, he might get herpes.
No, if he comes near your neighborhood, you'll make love to him.
Hey, would you be proud of your brother if he broke new ground, if he was historic in any way?
Sure.
What if he was the first guy in Minnesota to ever drown in an Ironman contest? And he was in the paper. It was
That'd
like,
be beyond sad.
You know, like local bandero, local bandana wearing idiot.
Just how far down do
right.
you want to go?
Drowns in Ironman contest.
I'd be devastated. He's my brother.
What if your brother is so dumb he shows up in an Iron Man suit and thinks it's like a Halloween contest?
I don't know if he's that dumb, but I don't think he will. He's training for it, man. I saw him on Sunday. He's in really good shape.
Bandana?
Hold on one second.
Yeah.
Where did you see him?
My parents' house.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, write this down.
my parents have a giant pool.
Oh, hold on. Could you tell me, is this a heated pool?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
How many laps did he do?
Says he swims for like, he doesn't count laps. He swims for like 20 minutes, 25 mm-hmm. minutes.
Mm-hmm. Is that American minutes?
No, it's Canadian minutes.
Okay.
And
hold on.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on, sorry. Does he wear a bandana when he's swimming?
No.
Okay.
I think he has waterproof headphones or something that he listens
of
to.
Of course
do you
he
know
does.
Do you know what brand those are?
A Bossy?
Okay. Probably Bose.
When is this Iron Man contest?
Sometime in August. I'm going to go see it, man.
God, this is going to be a great book. I've got so much material. Thank you.
Yeah, things Dav does.
Yeah, well,
do you
yeah.
need anything else?
No, I think that's enough for now. you just let me know, because if you got more great stuff.
If Don Ead in this Iron Man biked or rode past your house, would you at least wave?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, I'll wave at him.
Would you, Cor?
No. I don't want anybody to know that I hang out with people that wear bandanas while they jog.
God, you hate him.
He's the worst.
He wears banderos.
Yeah, yeah. He's a bandito, like 21 Pilots. Hey, you want to do some sports or what?
It's time for Fan 5, brought to you this hour by Culligan Bottled Water.
Hey, thanks, Culligan.
Thanks, Culligan, man.
Kevin Warren will be named the Big Ten Commissioner today at 11 a.m., according to multiple sources. The Vikings will need to find a new Chief Operating Officer, which is Kevin's old title he had with the Minnesota Vikings. Congratulations to Kevin Warren.
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
He wails. The Blues evened up the series 2-2. That's the Stanley Cup Final with Boston last night after a 4-2 victory. Game 5 is Thursday in Boston at 7 p.m. and can be heard on this station. The Minnesota Twins take on the Indians tonight at 6:10. Devin Smeltzer will get his second start for the Twins. He was dazzling in his first start with 7 strikeouts and I think 6 scoreless innings. The Twins lead the Indians by 11.5 games and at 14-18 of the best record in baseball.
Right, and I'm Cindy Lauper.
The Minnesota Twins took high school third baseman with the 13th overall pick. His name is?
I don't know.
Keone... Kavkoy?
Sure.
That's a terrible name. Kavkoy, C-A-V-A-C-O. Kavkoy.
Game 3 of the NBA Finals is tomorrow. The Warriors, as I wrote, evened it at 1-1 on Sunday and are 6-point favorites tomorrow night.
You're the reason I pee blood. Kony Kavkoy.
Like
they're the wrong letters. They're not in the right order.
I was hoping for an assist.
I feel like I let you down.
I thought of all people you'd know. Yeah, that's the reason. If you had guessed the word Hoobastank, that would have been closer than the way you pronounced his name. Congrats to Kevin Warren.
Nobody asked Hell yeah. you, Kevin!
I wonder what he's going to do with the Big Ten.
I don't know, man.
Hmm.
The series for the Twins seemed like it was going to be a big series about 2 months ago. And now, basically, Indians have to sweep it to be able to kind of stay close. About the only way the Twins lose this division is by going like 4-12 or 5-11 versus in the last 16 games they played. They still have to play Cleveland 16 times this year.
Wow.
If they just kind of go 8-8. It's going to be real hard for Cleveland to make up that room.
What is the injury situation for Cleveland right now?
Both Kluber is out. Another pitcher out, too. I forget his name.
Is Lindor back, though?
Lindor's back. He's been back for a month.
Oh, he has been.
And they haven't
That's why I asked, because I don't follow baseball. Curious.
The problem is just that Lindor was out for the first month. And the other problem is that their other big stud, like one of their top 10 players in Major League Baseball, Jose Ramirez, has been absolutely terrible.
Oh,
he's just had a real bad year.
Oh, great to hear.
So that's worked out very well for everybody.
Hey, sad. Can I ask you your opinion on something, John Bonas?
Sure.
You're the Twins geek. You do a podcast and a radio show and
a KFAM
tour, and you do all kinds of stuff that involve the Twins. The Twins, as of yesterday, I don't know if it's still the true today, had the best record in baseball.
Correct.
Okay. Would they have the best record in baseball if Paul Molitor was still the manager?
No.
Why?
No. We talked about that about a week and a half ago on
Let's
the podcast.
Let's pretend I didn't listen to the podcast.
Let's pretend
the Thank you for your honesty.
I don't think they would have overhauled the coaching staff and a lot of the positions around the coaching staff if Molitor was still the manager. And it feels like a lot of those changes are what are driving a lot of the incremental improvements that we are seeing between this team. I think Molitor was trying to be very open to a lot of the things that the front office wanted to do in terms of instructing pitchers and such. But I don't know that all of the other coaches, some of which were his guys,
were as open to some of those ideas. And when you take a look at the improvement that they've seen from a number of starting pitchers and, frankly, how they're using the bullpen right now, none of that would have happened underneath Molitor.
Wow. Hmm.
So
they were right to get rid of him then.
Well,
no, that's okay to say it.
No, I mean, I think it is. Yeah, I think ultimately they needed to get rid of him to fully implement what they wanted to do. You know, which was always one of the challenges when they took over that organization, right? Like before they hired Falvey, Polad came out and said, well, yeah, but we're keeping Molitor. Like we're going to hire a new manager, but that, or the new general manager, new COO of baseball operations, CBO, right? But he's got to keep our manager. Well, that almost never happens, right? A general manager gets to choose their coach. And, you know, for 2-3 years, they sort of tried that. And ultimately, while they didn't have any, I don't think they had any big problems with Molitor. They ultimately wanted to get somebody in who was perfectly aligned with what they wanted to do and sort of the natural flow of information from the whole organization down to individual players and changes that they wanted those players to make. And to do that, they needed to get a guy who was really good at that alignment. And that is not, that was not Molitor.
Wow. Cool.
And, frankly, I think that's one of Baldelli's real strengths. Right from the beginning, he was a team guy. He's a corporate team guy. And he is aligned with that stuff. And they've surrounded him with other coaches who are good at delivering those messages to players and making incremental improvements that seem to be paying off.
You are electric.
There's a 26-year-old guy in New York City, and on Friday night, he met a guy on Grindr, which is an app.
There's more than one.
I am unfamiliar with that app, so somebody's going to have to fill me in on what Grindr is later and then help me download it. So this guy comes over. They proceed to get it on, latex and rubber gloves, toys, swing. They go crazy. They do the whole bit.
Awesome.
Right, fun, right?
This is all spelled out in the story?
Yes.
Okay.
Legitimately.
All right, okay.
Then it took a turn for the worse when the guy criticized how small the other guy was, if you know what I mean.
Been there.
So the date got super pissed, ended up choking the guy and putting him in a closet. Here's how crazy their night was. The one dude thought it was just part of the game. But then the guy that has the small junk and got made fun of after he shoved the other guy in the closet stole $3,000 and left.
Hold on, I got a question for you.
That's also part of the game.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Maybe it says in the story, is Dobbs still in the closet?
I think Dobbs the guy that stole the $3,000. The guy, this is the best part of the story, and this is the, of course, reason why I'm telling this story.
He's got a bandana?
The guy really wanted to scream for help once he realized, hey, I'm stuck in the closet, and that guy just stole my money. But he couldn't because he had a ball gag.
Hockey, how did that sound?
Hold on, I'll tell you.
We go live to New York City.
Oh, boy.
To the closet.
Maybe. Good morning, Power to Your Morning Show. How are you? Yeah.
Who is this?
Do you need help getting out of the closet?
Sister.
I got a ball gag in my mouth.
You have a what?
I got a ball gag.
Rocco Baldelli is in your mouth.
My name is Zav Lambert.
Oh. Hi, Zav.
My butthole hurts.
Your what? Your what?
My butthole.
He said his waffle squirts.
Oh.
I'm in a quiet. My butthole hurts. I got a ball gag. And Mark Lopez sold $3,000.
Yeah, he's playing Street Fighter and he has Balrog.
Yeah. Okay, and Ryu stole what?
What now?
Mark Lopez.
Oh.
Sold $3,000 and the butthole hurt.
Let me see if I got this. Mark Rosen stole your Volvo. and your your butthole?
Chernobyl! Chernobyl!
Chernobyl? Bye.
It's my safe word.
Oh, Chernobyl is now, your safe
now,
word.
Sir, now who's there?
Conway Twitty!
Conway Twitty. Conway Twitty's in your closet.
Yeah!
Yeah. Oh. Does he know the safe word? What?
He doesn't? Oh, war. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing.
Hold on. Somebody has the door.
Oh, no.
Oh, hi, Father.
Who's behind him?
Mommy!
Mommy?
Are they here to help?
Oh, love it. That's disgusting.
What is Wobby doing?
Oh, God.
I'm your high. PA got me favorable IQ.
PA dropped your favorable IQ?
Oh, hey, Gizzy.
Who's Gizzy?
Gizmo from the Gremlins is there?
No!
Oh. What's he doing?
Oh, he can hang around. Okay, I gotta go. This is getting really fun again.
Oh, it's fun now.
Yeah,
you don't need our help?
Hey, great bit, Dov. Thanks for calling.
All right.
All right, good luck in that Iron Man.
Are you still king of the free ones?
Yeah, the pee blooders.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye, babe.
Yeah, your brother's safe word is Chernobyl.
No, I didn't know that. Good for him.
Did you guys talk to him?
Yeah, we talked to Dov while you were down the hall.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What were you doing?
Somebody asked me to investigate a murder scene in the bathroom. I told him Corey had just took a pee in there. That's all.
Brilliant.
Yeah, tell them to bend the knee for the king of the pee blooders.
How about this, Cor?
Hmm.
This is from Bovada. Minnesota Twins are a minus 2,500 to win the AL Central.
All right, Rumble!
A $10 bet would win you 40 cents.
All right, Rumble!
That's sweet.
Yeah.
That is sweet.
It's a virtual lock.
Man.
Virtual. Not 100%. Right, until they clinch the division, it's not 100%.
That is correct.
But it's like, the metrics say it's like 98.5%.
They'd have to plummet.
Right. They'd have to probably have some injuries. They would have to regress. They'd have to have everybody else get pretty hot. And like you said, they'd have to have the Indians go something like 12-4 against them, right?
Right.
All right, one more segment with John Bonus, then Carly Zucker should be here. Don't forget, we're going to have our Wombo Twitch hour and change at about 10 to 11. You can follow us on Twitch or just find links on our Twitter account, which is at PowerTripKFN. We're back after this on The Fan.
Sing it, Pete. You ready?
You take my life, but I'll take yours too. You throw your money, but I'll rag it down.
All right, listen, I'd like to sing Iron Maiden all day. I can't do that. I got things to do. Like, I got people that I have to help out. And by that, I mean people who want to sell their home. I mean, I'm here for you guys. You want to sell your home, you want to do it quickly. You don't want to wait around. You don't want to have to do an open house. I mean, think about how big a drag it is, right? So you got this house. It's a nice house, right? You cleaned it all up, and now you got a bunch of strangers traipsing through, using your bathroom, just checking the place out. They don't really want to buy your home. You don't want to go through any of that. Instead, get hold of Chris Lindahl right now. Chris Lindahl, Chris with a K, ChrisLindahl.com, or 763-401-SOLD. Just give him a call, or go online and fill out the online application. You could have a guaranteed offer in your home in 2 days. That's right, 48 hours. And then you could be closing in as little as 3 weeks. That's a good offer, too. Most homes and most price ranges do apply. Find out if yours does at ChrisLindahl.com. The Guaranteed Offer Program from Chris Lindahl, 763-401-SOLD, or Chris with a K, ChrisLindahl.com. Check it out today.
KFAN, total traffic.
From the Holiday Station Stores Traffic Center, here's a look at the roads. On westbound 94 at Mounds, we've got a crash on the right shoulder. And then westbound 94, we've got a crash at 35W that's still blocking the left lane. Traffic is heavy from Cedar. Good news on 694 eastbound at Highway 10, crews have cleared debris from the roadway. Traffic is heavy northbound 35W from Burnsville Parkway to Black Dog. That's Traffic on the Fan, sponsored by Farmers Insurance.
At Farmers Insurance, we know every windshield collision has a unique sound. Beetle. Bird poop. Drone. Seen it? Covered it. Talk to Farmers.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not
to the Fan.
I don't know why that sounds so muffled. I got to load another version of that song, and I'll play this instead. Good morning, everybody. 7:26. It's the Power Trip. It's Tuesday, June 4th. Just a little over a month away from Twin Cities Summer Jam, presented by Mystic Lake, where you have Buck Cherry opening for Aerosmith on Friday night. I just can't wait. Got me.
Hey, how weird was it yesterday that we said, is it bad for Jeopardy if Holzhauser wins for like the next year and a half?
Yeah.
And then he lost.
And then he lost.
He lost yesterday. He won more than $2.4 million. The guy that beat him is not even a guy at all. It's a gal named Emma Betker, we're going to go with.
Right.
Beat him by more than $22,000. And then because people are idiots, people are claiming that he threw the finals.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
It kind of looked like he did.
No, the math works out. And our complete sheet, our little our prep service, broke it down. He played the odds. I think he played it absolutely perfectly.
Huh.
Can I explain it to you?
Yeah, please do.
So here's the deal. He was trailing Emma going into the finals. Let's see here. What were their totals going in? Okay, so he had 23,400. She had 26,600. So he knew if she bets enough, of course, and gets it right, he can't catch her, right, which is the game he's been playing for, what, you know, a couple months here, is basically just dominating the finals, mostly to the point where no one could catch him even if he gambled a bunch. But still, when you're in this spot, he knows she can bet just enough, and if she gets it right, he has no say in the finale. So what he was playing off is, the only way I can win is if she gets it wrong anyway. So he was more worried about the guy behind him. So what he did was take his total, which was 11,000, and say, all right, if that guy bets everything, the highest he can get is to 22,000. So I need my total, if I get it wrong, to be 22,001. Oh. Right? Because then Emma will go under 22,001.
Well, she would if she bet much.
That's the point. Right. She was good, but knowing who he is, she's going to have to bet enough to cover his bet times too, which is 46,800.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
So I believe it didn't matter because she got it right anyway. So then she gets it right and has a giant total. He got it right, but only bet enough to cover $1,399.
I see.
He bet just enough to cover what the other guy's bet doubled would have been.
Aha.
So it looked like he just kind of waved the white flag. He was playing that he got it right, Emma gets it wrong, and he wins.
How much did Emma bet? Do we know? Did she bet?
She bet a ton. She bet enough to give her a 46,801.
Okay.
So she bet a ton. She bet enough to double his total.
Got it.
So in that part, his theory was right, is that she was going to bet the house, and she had to get it right, and she did.
She did.
So it wouldn't have mattered.
Well, there you go. Okay. You're right.
And on Twitter, his comeback is even better. To the people that were saying, why did it look like he just gave up? He said, somebody said, well, he's got a family. He wants to get home to his family. He says, I'm making $150,000 an hour. I didn't intentionally lose.
Brilliant.
There you go.
So he came up short, though, of Ken Jennings' record.
Yep.
Weird Al.
Yep.
Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet run, though.
Heck yeah.
More progress. He lost to a chick. Good for the women.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Good job, ladies. I wonder what does Emma do for a job? It doesn't say in this story. I wonder what she is.
She's a professional bodybuilder.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's right. Where does
she work out?
Gold's Gym in Burbank, California.
Oh, with Cordero Patterson, where he wore his jersey to the workout?
That's exactly right. Yeah, yeah.
You know Jay place, Glazer? Oh, right on. Cool.
You know place, yep, yep. That's exactly right.
What a weird story that was.
Yeah.
Well, it's one of the best.
All right, so Holzhauser's run is over. So if you didn't care at all and you were tired of hearing about the guy that won on Jeopardy all the time, now you don't have to listen to it.
Yeah, congratulations.
So what, Ken Jennings was what, 12, 13, 14 years ago, and now Holzhauser took over?
Was it that long ago, really?
I mean, it must have been, right? Mid-2000s? Wow. Something like that? Let me look it up.
I mean, I don't know.
Man, it doesn't seem like it was that long, but I mean,
I don't think it was
been,
that long ago.
Could be.
I think it was.
Time flies.
Ken Jennings, blah, 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 blah. In 2004, won 74 consecutive games. So 15 years ago.
I think I would have bet money that was after like 2010.
He's 45 years old, so it was 30 at the time.
Could you hit the breaking news button for me?
Uh-oh, what is it?
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
This comes from me. Real honest to goodness source. Fox News. Loch Ness Monster might be real, according to new scientific study.
I told you.
A major scientific study out of Loch Ness.
Oh, yeah?
Has discovered Nessie might be real. Experts.
Because it doesn't exist.
Oh,
because
really?
That's
is that
nonsense.
Right? Is that right,
because
smart
you're
guy?
An adult.
Are you a scientist over there? Experts traveled the length of the famous Loch on research special Deep Scan, which was my nickname in high school.
Yes.
Thank you. Taking water samples from three different depths, the scientists collected DNA left by all creatures from their skin, scales, feathers, fur, feces, and probably their fun juices.
Oh my God.
Is that where in the Fox News story?
That idea is terrible.
Says that.
The DNA samples were then sent to labs in New Zealand, Australia, Denmark, France to be analyzed for the findings. Professor Neil Gamel of the University of Otago, New Zealand, and his team, who carried out the project, have now concluded their research. The professor and expert in genomics, ecology, population conservation, evolutionary biology, and fun juices now says the results were surprising, Corey.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
They tested the data against most of the main theories about the Loch Ness Monster. Professor Gimmel says that while the full details will be released at a later stage, one of the theories might be correct. Two main theories about the monster are it is a long-necked plesiosaur that somehow survived the period when dinosaurs became extinct. Or it's a catfish.
What?
One of the two.
Okay. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
I know Corey has a lot, but how can it either be... And I took chemistry three times in high school and failed miserably all three times. How can it either be a sea beast or a catfish? Or are they getting catfished? That's my theory.
Make him be quiet.
Hey, I like his question.
Like,
I mean,
that's a good question.
What's the thing you always say? Check your work and check it off.
When do I say check your work?
All the time.
That's not one of my catchphrases.
He only listens to the first part of what you say.
But so when you go, you get these scientists together and they go, okay, I got an idea. Loch Ness might be real because we brought all these fun juices from the sea into this laboratory and tested it. And we have concluded that Loch Ness is real. And then Bill in the background goes, oh, it's a catfish. And then the lead scientist goes, what'd you say, Bill? It's that or a catfish. You don't go, great, let's run with it. It can't be one or the other. You know what I mean?
It's like if the scientists were the Power Trip Morning Show. The Power Trip Morning Show, you got Corey going, well, no, this isn't real. Hockey said, well, you know, maybe. It's a leftover dinosaur from the such and such age. And then you got Sauce from the back going, well, maybe a catfish.
Yeah.
It's like saying we
No, because that would be the logical answer. Yeah. Sauce would be saying it's the Loch Ness Monster. Somebody that has a brain in their head would say, or it's a catfish.
It's like saying, I think we found Godzilla. And then Brian in the background goes, or a golden retriever.
What else is it exactly like?
It's like saying, hey, that is exactly we discovered right. The wheel. Or a spork.
What else is it exactly like?
Hey, Brian, scientist guy. We discovered the telephone. Or it's a boxing glove.
And that was Meat Sauce with...
That's just stupid.
What else is it exactly like?
If you are keeping track at home, and I am, the scientists' name were Brian and Bill.
Easy names.
Yeah. Brian and Bill. Do you know, Paul, that a lot of species
because of evolution, share similar DNA.
Great point, Hawk.
What can possibly be the problem?
Share.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, I get that, but I'm just from a... It's just weird to be like, yeah, it's either a giant sea beast we've never seen, or it's a catfish. I know. I've had too much coffee. You're tired of me. I get it. You're peeing blood, and you blame it on me. Hawk, will you sing along, please?
You know, I can't help it.
What if it was a catfish, and they just added a bunch of frog DNA to fill in the rest? But they never questioned whether they... could. That's ADD impression guy. Couldn't even finish his Goldblum impression because he was so excited to do Cher. And who isn't?
God, I'd love to do Cher.
I could love to.
Did you do her?
He would.
I would. Did you do her? Oh my God, I would. Yes.
Did you do her?
I would. There'd be fun juice everywhere.
John, you gotta go?
I have got to run. Love you guys.
You just God, said that
you'd
on
be,
the radio.
You'd be cleaning up fun juice and you'd say, this is either Chris Hockey
or a boxing glove. Right, Bill? Right, Brian?
I don't know, John. You completely knocked us off the rails today. I blame you. Yeah. I don't know what happened.
You're missing it again.
What are you betting on? Loch Ness or a catfish?
I'll go with the dinosaur, the accident, the old
dinosaur.
Wouldn't
that dinosaur. Be fun? Sure. That'd be fun.
God, that'd be really neat.
It would be really, really neat if
anything's
it was true.
Possible. Yeah.
Really, really cool. Thanks, John.
Goodbye, John.
Love you.
Good luck
at
your Tuesday Tap Room tour.
Thank you very much.
Should be fun. Sold out. I don't know. We
good
can't
luck in Vegas.
I mean, come on.
It all turns around this next week. No, right? It all turns
I'm
around.
Very philanthropic. I travel the world giving money away.
Good luck passing stones.
Thank you very much. Carly Zucker is next as well, and Vikings news. And, of course, we have big Vikings news, and it's Vikings / Big Ten news. That's next.
Good morning, everybody. Blah, blah, blah. It's the Patrick Morning Show, driving around in a Chevelle on June 4th, 2019. Ladies and gentlemen, the lovely, the talented, Carly Zucker.
Mark Rosen's not here.
No, he's
not here.
It's usually his intro.
Yeah, I know, but no.
Hi, Carly.
No.
Hello.
Thanks for the coffee.
You're so very welcome.
Put it on Sauce's tab.
It's okay.
I don't have a tab with the Zuckers.
Yeah. Sauce usually pays, so.
That's right.
That's not true. Not at Crystal's.
No. Well, Jason pays.
Oh, yeah.
We're not paying. That's stupid.
Money doesn't count at Crystal's.
No.
Mm-mm. I felt like I had something to tell you guys. Of all my favorite roads are closed. All of them.
Hmm.
Do you know how upsetting that is?
Which ones? Which ones are your favorites?
Okay. Cedar Lake. The exit to come here from 100.
Right. Oh, is it really?
Closed.
Yep.
That's one of my favorite roads. Hmm. The exit to go onto France Avenue. Yeah, you're nodding. Your friends are nodding. Mm. Yep.
On 494?
Yeah. No, well, no, you exit 62 to go into that Southdale area.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's closed.
So the south exit, right? Going south on France?
One of my favorite roads. And then going into Wayzata, there's a road to exit down towards Belcourt and Cove and some other restaurants. That's closed.
Oh, you go to my restaurant. That's awesome. Thank you.
Cove. Yeah, the Cove.
Appreciate
it. What do they serve there?
Chicken fingers and fries.
Lucky.
It's like Cane's, but worse.
It's a strip club for men.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in.
Hey, if it makes me money, what do I care?
Yeah, so all my favorite roads are closed. Thank you, MNDOT.
Get used to it. It's just beginning. It's all right. They got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, keep working hard, because that's hard. That's a hard job.
You better believe it, man. Oof. All right, you ready for Vikings news?
Well, we got to listen to the chorus. Or the bridge, I should say. And touch. Now saturate. Bridges are the best part of songs. Now saturate. Now saturate. Yeah, saturate the earth, Paul. Now saturate.
We talked about that last segment. Carly, do you like Chevelle?
I do.
I love Chevelle.
Sophia's dad loves Chevelle. That's
it's
his favorite.
Terrific.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a bad record. Every record sounds the same, but and I'm fine with
and
that.
Our friend Mark Potter, right, who is very familiar with Chevelle.
Yeah.
Says, for whatever reason, whenever they test, when the new Chevelle albums come out and they have kind of like sample tests, right, to see how it's going to respond, they always are a band that people are underwhelmed the first time through the album, but if you can give that album two or three chances, everybody loves it.
Okay.
That's hard, though, right? With today's ADD, it's hard to get somebody to give an album two or three chances.
Yeah, I give everything one chance.
Right, which means maybe you're not a big Chevelle fan.
I mean, yeah.
In general. But I have almost always found that to be true about their albums. The first time I'm like, yeah, it's all right. And then by the third or fourth time through, I'm singing every song and I can't take it out of my CD player.
It's not the case with Buck Cherry.
Thank you.
First time
you're
around.
So right.
I don't put
you're
it in
so
my CD player.
Right.
And then I just solve that problem.
Yep. The new record's so good, Carly.
That's what it sounds like.
It's time for Vikings
news. Is this Chevelle?
Touchdown!
Yeah. This is Trans Am.
Presented by
Redco!
Truck Accessories Pro!
Carly, didn't you have Kevin Warren on Overtime once?
I did.
You
yes,
did?
I did.
Yeah. And now he's in the news.
Yeah, he
did. Did you see the news?
I did see the news. He's moving to the Big Ten, right?
Yeah, it sounds like he's going to be announced today as the next Big Ten commissioner. So a big wig with the Vikes moving on. Kevin Warren's been there for a long, long time. Well respected in the industry, and now he's going to be the Big Ten commissioner.
One of the greatest speakers I've ever seen.
He's good.
In person, yeah.
Here's the thing, guys.
Why are we sad?
Well, I'm going to miss him. He says hi to me every time I get on the bus.
That's nice.
Nobody else does that.
Well, Stephen does for Jefferson.
Yeah,
Lines.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah, Stephen Wales, good point. By the way.
Yeah, Stephen's the best. But here's what I'm going to go ahead and throw this out there. Kevin, I'm going to miss you. I love you. Think you're a good man. I can't wait to see you become the commissioner of the NFL.
You actually love him?
I do. I love him.
Oh, I'm okay with saying that. Weird.
I don't think he might.
I think
be
I do
that.
Too.
Good. Yeah, it's a tragedy for me to see the dream is over. That said, I am volunteering right now to get paid, by the way. I'm not going to do it for free. I'll take that job, chief operating officer.
What do you think you would do?
Operate things.
What would be your first move?
Yeah, what would be the first thing you'd operate?
Probably McCrank.
Okay.
Could
I'd be
you
really
fix
happy
mine
I got the job.
Too?
Nope, can't do that. Nope, not a surgeon. Not a miracle worker.
Yeah.
No, I would roll in and I would I'd walk into Spielman's office and I'd say, there's a new sheriff in town.
What are you chewing?
Yeah.
Why are you talking
about?
You from like
Toy Story?
Yeah. No, it's how COOs talk.
Oh, okay. So what would you say? Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah, you did interrupt.
I'm good at that.
If I were a COO of the Vikings, I'd fire you right now.
God, I wish you were the CEO of the Vikings.
It's COO.
CEO, COO,
it's
whatever.
No, Corey.
If you're the COO, you can take any title you want.
Thank you.
Why would you fire me?
Thank you.
I'm not going to fire you. I'm just going to laugh when Chris does.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so there's a new sheriff in town.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Yep.
Right.
And then, you know what I'm going to do right then?
No.
Walk out the door of his office and just leave him thinking about what I said. You know what I'm saying? Let it simmer. And then go have lunch.
That's day one.
That's my plan.
Okay, all right, so day one is a little intimidation and a lot of lunch.
That's my plan right
What's
there.
What's day two?
I want everybody to know my plan right then. Day two, I need a day off.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to need a rest. I'm gonna need a day off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Day 405.
That's the day I really start working my plan.
Yeah.
Right then. Thank you for asking about that particular day. That's the day I start working my new plan.
What do you think you're going to do for the community?
Not a thing. Not a single thing. No.
So
that's,
what are you going to do?
That's a whole part of the Vikings organization I'm going to eliminate right there.
Oh.
Yeah. Vikings Children Fund, all that stuff gone.
Playground builds are gone.
None of that stuff. No. Now I'm going to have them build me a playground in my backyard.
What are you going to spend the money on?
A giant slide and maypole. You guys remember maypole? Super
maypole.
Fun. Yeah.
No, what's that?
It's an old school thing that you would hang on to a thing with
like
your
a
hand
ribbon comes down
and you spin
and the kids,
in circles and you fly off and break limbs. That, I'm going to do that. I'm going to have the neighborhood kids come over and watch them and cry.
Why the hell would you do that?
Just to watch them hurt themselves. I don't know. I'm the CEO. You don't ask me questions. Just do what I tell you.
Okay.
Paul, what would you do as COO?
He's never going to be a COO.
Mm-mm.
No, once I take this job, I'm in it for life.
Oh, you're in it for life?
Yeah. That's right.
You're like
the Pope.
You're like a Supreme
right.
Court judge.
Right. I'm going to fine all the players right off the bat.
Why?
I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Consolidate power.
Yeah, I'm just going to tell them right away, that's a fine. I'm going to walk through, and no matter what happens, first player I see,
That's a fine.
So, but
I'm not even going to tell them why, and then I'm going to go to lunch.
If you love lunching, by the way.
I have to have lunch.
If you eliminated all the charity work, where does all the fine money go?
Well, duh. Bell Bank. Into my account.
Okay.
I got things I need to buy.
Like?
I'll get back to you after lunch.
Lunch. You need to buy lunch.
Yeah. So, yeah, I want to be COO. Just throwing it out there.
I love lunch.
Obviously.
What do you think of this Rocky IV shirt that he's wearing?
Take off your shirt and show him your
Carly,
nips.
This is the shirt that worked in Vegas. This is the shirt.
Well, you look really nice in blue.
Okay,
and it's very patriotic.
But look at the shirt itself. Is that really a shirt that could slay a 10? Because it did.
It did slay it.
But I don't understand it. Look at that shirt.
Well, it's two men that look like they're fighting.
Whoa. They were.
Mm-hmm. So how do you not understand that?
I guess there's more to the story, I guess. I don't know.
When he
I don't
gets
know
up and
walks
away, it looks like there's two pigs fighting.
Is that my... I don't get it.
It's your butt cheeks.
Butt cheeks is great.
It is. I think, yeah, nail them all with that shirt.
Do you want to see do you want to see how it all worked out?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, is he taking off his shirt?
Oh, he's just flexing his calves.
No, no.
Whoa.
How come you won't take off your shirt and show where your
nipples
are
turned on right now after that? Yeah.
No one wants to see me topless. It's a mess.
Dudes are shirtless. Chicks go topless.
Did you go shirtless at the pool?
Nope.
Do you go bottomless?
I did later.
He went toothless for 18 years.
Jeez, Kirk Cousins here?
He was meaner to me than anybody.
I know. How about that? How great.
Are we close to a break? I got to go get
we're
someone.
We're breaking right now.
Hey. Rip. Yeah,
what is that, an extra caramel frappe?
Yes, would you like it?
I would love that.
Oh, my gosh,
good.
I'll bring it to you.
I will drink that as well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I like coffee.
Oh, Carl, you got a commercial. You want Sauce to go get him?
Yeah. Have that. That's a good idea. She's got a spot.
All right, sweet. Carly's going to do a commercial. We're going to do Fan 5. It's the 8 o'clock hour of the Power Trip Morning Show. It's next right here on The Fan. Should we explain what's happening?
Yes.
Hi, Carly.
Hello.
So you know how once in a while, because we work for a company called iHeartRadio, or iHeartMedia.
Media, yes.
Yeah. Right? Kind of both. Technically, I guess iHeartMedia. We have festivals. We have all these different things that the whole company announces at the same time. And normally it's Ryan Seacrest, and for 3 minutes we have to stop the show and play this big Ryan Seacrest announcement. Well, in 7 seconds, we're supposed to do that. We didn't want to let Seacrest do it anymore, so Hawk and I campaigned for Sauce to read the announcement, but Sauce hasn't seen the script. It's face down in front of him, and Hawk gave it to him during the break and said, don't read this until we go on the air.
If there's anything we know about Sauce, it's that he's good at reading on the fly.
Yes.
So,
yes.
I see this being...
So Seacrest, who's a machine,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
radio pro, TV pro, right now is announcing it, recorded across iHeartMedia's vast umbrella, right? Every station in the country is playing Seacrest right now.
Started, making a big deal.
Started it 38 seconds ago.
That's right.
But we said, we don't want Seacrest. We want Sauce.
We want something better.
Yeah, we want Sauce Crest.
Appreciate it.
So for about the next 3 minutes, Sauce is going to read what Seacrest is reading to the rest of the country.
Are you ready,
Am
Sauce?
Am I reading it to the rest of the country?
Well, no, if, no. You're
they might break
it to
in,
just us.
Depending on how well
they
do.
They might fire Seacrest.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Maybe the bigwigs hear this and go, forget Seacrest. Let's have Sauce
this
read it.
This is your
naturally.
Opportunity
do
to Abbott shine.
And Swedberg know about this?
Maybe.
One of them.
Maybe.
One of them would frown upon this idea.
Yeah, the other one's not going to be happy about it.
Let's do it.
But you're going to do a good job, though. Are you ready?
Yeah, of course.
Now, as soon as you hear the music start, that's when you start. Okay, now, listen,
tell me when I can
there's
flip
effects,
it over.
There's all kinds of stuff, okay? So you got to play to your strengths. Roll with the punches.
Yeah,
spin
you have
like
to
a top.
Time it correctly.
Okay. Are you ready?
There's timing involved because you have a line and then there's a built-in sound effect. You'll see.
This is great.
Okay.
Here
Does
go.
It say it on here?
Yeah, it says when the sound effects are supposed to play. So you're gonna quickly see if you're falling behind.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
We're already a minute and a half behind.
Quiet on set.
No, you have to. You legitimately have to announce the whole thing because that's the one thing Swedberg required us to do. That if you're not going to play this, the Seacrest bit, Sauce technically has to read the entire bit.
All right, I got it.
I'm your backup if you need anything. Sure. I'm here.
You ready?
Yeah. When do you want me to flip it over?
And three, two, now.
Hi, I'm Meat Sauce. Now it's finally here. The moment we started counting down to the biggest weekend in music. The moment every year when artists and fans from around the globe begin their journeys on the road to Vegas.
Wow!
We spent an entire year carefully choosing a special group of artists who will make the journey to be there with you in Vegas.
Vegas!
Wow! You're nailing it so far. It's time to unveil the 2019 lineup for our iHeart Music Festival.
This girl is on fire.
Alicia Keys.
Who cares?
Cage the Elephant.
Who cares?
Camille Cabello.
He's dead.
Chance the Rapper. Def Leppard.
Yeah!
French Montana.
So impressed.
She's thirsty.
Halsey.
Kicks ass.
Heart.
Radio.
Her.
Such an amazing time.
He's
so
dead.
Thank you for letting me be a part of it.
Miley Smith.
What?
Mumford and Sons.
Me so horny.
Tim McGraw.
Dan McGraw.
Zach Brown Band.
Little bit of chicken salad.
Plus our signature iHeartRadio surprise onstage collaborations and moments you'll never forget. It's where iHeart comes to life.
Why are you yelling?
There you
We're
have
right
it.
Here.
The hand-picked group of artists set to headline our 2019 music festival. Friday, I'm behind. Friday, the biggest superstars in music tonight.
Oh my God!
In Las Vegas.
Ah!
Be there. Very first to get your tickets during the exclusive Capital One cardholder pre-sale. Starting God, next Tuesday.
<11. laughs> <10. laughs>
All right. Specific time through July, June 13th at 10 a.m.
You guys are doing good.
You're telling me that.
Supplies are limited, so grab your Capital One card and visit iHeartRadio, iHeart.com/Capital One for details and purchase your tickets. Before they run out, tickets
are
on the general public. June 14th through access.com.
AXS.com. Yeah, access.
That was freaking
Listen
crazy.
All summer long. You'll have your chance to win a once-in-a-lifetime trip to be there. You'll win tickets for both nights, plus tickets for our daytime stage, flights, hotel, and more. Find everything you need to know at iHeartRadio.com.
Make him be quiet.
Our 2019 iHeartRadio Music Festival, from our iHeartRadio app to our iHeartRadio stage. The biggest artists in music, once in a lifetime, never
started over.
For collaborations, one weekend, you won't want to miss it. Get your tickets and we'll see you there.
Start over and speak different.
That was way, way better than I thought you were going to do.
Here's some money.
You were on.
Significantly better than I predicted in my head. Good for you, Paul.
That's the hardest I've worked in a while.
Watching you react to the button bar was really fun.
I love the button bar.
Last week he peed his Lulus.
Yeah.
He laughed so hard at a button bar bit.
It's funny. Thank you.
Yeah, nice job.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure, man.
Who's going to yell at me?
No one. You did a good job.
Yeah. The only problem is I didn't hear a word you said. I
was, yeah, no one cares.
No, I was too busy getting
well,
stuff
man,
done.
Well, man, Mumford's there? That's badass.
What about his sons?
Then you Miley? Said something about marsupials being there.
You did say Miley.
I didn't understand what that meant.
Mm-hmm. I did?
You said, like, Miley Cyrus.
Halsey kicks ass.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Got weird now.
I like her mentholyptus.
We have nightmare in this.
I once tried on nightmares. A dress that Halsey wore.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Go on.
Same dress. Wow. Did not fit me.
Too big?
Thank you. Very sweet.
Yeah, this song bangs.
Yeah, man.
Halsey's cool.
Hell yeah. We should go. Did they send employees?
Yeah, every year they make us work our asses off and then they send one of us. I've tasted blood
and it is sweet. Oh, who will be this year?
Did you have Jim urinate on her?
Brilliant!
Yeah, come back to the armory, Halsey. Y'all gave you some blood. Carly, I peed purple this morning. Must have been dried blood.
Yeah, man.
Purple red.
And then about an hour ago, it was red. So now we're betting on which color my urine's going to be.
So is this the kidney stone
yes.
thing? Are you sure? Then we're sure they're kidney stones.
Yes.
Or chlamydia.
Or he drank a lot of Kool-Aid.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
Purple should we be this morning. Concerned?
We should not be.
Okay. But it's I'm fun. Concerned that you're going to have a little bit of pain.
Yeah,
and you're going to pass out in the bathroom with everything exposed.
They would love that bit.
Oh, gosh. I'd take so many pictures.
Yeah. It saved Corey's life.
I'm Corey. Life. Yeah, Chris would want to take a picture with his hero. Hanging up.
How often do you get to see your
great point,
heroes?
By the way. Play some Iglesias guy.
I want to say thank you.
I need a hero.
Oh. Oh my god, this song.
Yeah, this
brings
guy.
Me back.
Are you drowning in an ocean? Yeah. I'll be your hero.
Is this your penis?
That was my penis singing would to Chris, yes.
Yes, it would dance with hockey. If
I
asked
you to dance. I can definitely.
Alex Brown!
And by the way, just for the record, Carly, this wave that knocked us both over in Mexico, this is Mexico. This is not the Pacific Ocean, right?
Oh, I thought it was when he fell off the tractor.
No, 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 no.
No, no.
So what? You're, I thought you could.
No, this is a true story. No, this is not from the auto show.
Yeah, at the auto show.
Oh, okay.
No,
yeah.
No. This was a relatively small wave in Mexico. And.
As drunk as hell.
We both were. And both of us had our backs to the wave. So it wasn't this giant, epic 50-year storm like Bodie from Point Break. It was just a wave that caught us both off guard. So we start both going laundry machine, right? We're ass over tin cup kind of thing, right? We're both trying to just get our feet set. And he grabbed on.
Yep.
And I pulled him to safety.
He did.
So
it was weird. No. The worst part was I had seaweed in my left hand. I had like a rock or something in my right hand. So all I had left was my mouth.
Your mouth saved your life?
Yeah, and then he called in earlier.
No, he did. He saved my life.
What do you compare it to?
It was super awkward because then when we both stood up, it was... Well, that just happened, and it can't unhappen.
Yeah.
It's there's no turning back from here.
The awkward part was I wouldn't let go of it. I had, like, a PTSD. So now anytime somebody jumps out and says, boo, I reach for his wiener.
Rosie scares him constantly.
I spent the next 4 or 5 days acting like I was drowning in the ocean to see if anybody else needed help.
Yep.
Didn't work.
He's right, a hero.
Carrie Russell.
Oh, my God. I will save her any day she needs.
This is such a good song. I will stand
by you forever. I just picture it being like an oar. You know, when you
like
give...
flat?
Like you give you give someone the oar for them to reach and pull them in.
Yep.
Exactly. And then I got hammered and told people at a hot tub that this is the last time we were going to see each other.
What?
Yeah. I'm a profound, happy drunk. I like to think big when I get hammered. And everybody was having a nice time in the hot tub, and Chris thought it was super funny that I had to announce to all of them. I was 23 at the time. Just a drunken idiot. Like, guys, let's just be nice. Let's just have this moment. We're all going to go our separate ways. Earth's big. We're never going to see each other again.
He did say that.
In a lot of ways, that's probably how people pitch an orgy.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Is that like, not what you were doing?
I wasn't, but that's probably the same pitch, right? Especially at a group hot tub. There must have been somebody in the hot tub saying, does he want us to all get it on? Because he's basically saying this is our last window to hang out. So I didn't take that next step, but that's probably the same speech.
Like, there's a meteor headed right towards us, and this is the last time we're going to see each other.
So let's just do it.
Let's just get naked.
My coworker already grabbed my crank in the ocean. Like, let's just go for it.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a 15-year delay on the blood. Maybe you just squeezed it so hard that it took 15 years to get the blood out of there.
Well,
you have a 14-day boner like that one guy, right?
Yep, that's right.
Don't ride mopeds, apparently.
This song is so good.
It's definitely a song.
Pretty sure I slept with somebody this song.
That sounds right.
Was there any sleeping involved, honestly?
No.
See, that's, you know, I do a lot of things wrong. That must be another thing that I do. Every time a song like that comes on, Sauce is like, oh, yeah, this is a good making out song. I'm not one of those guys. I'm like, ooh, a chick's over. I got to start my playlist. Mm. I'm so much more likely to hook up with Stephen Colbert talking than I am Enrique Iglesias.
No, I just say, Alexa, play Pillow Talk by Zayn.
Great song.
There are a lot of songs that bring that stuff up for me. Mm. I mean, a lot. Like, so many songs.
Like an entire soundtrack.
Yeah. Right. Like top 100 hits. Right. Yep.
Of almost any year that's ever existed.
And genre. Yeah.
You have some kind of a story, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, so many.
Right. Depending on which month it is, sometimes Sauce likes to hook up to Fox News.
That's true.
Yeah.
He's not even listening. He was reading Twitter. That joke was for you, aimed at you, and you're not even listening.
Later today.
Okay. Is that right?
That idea is terrible.
That's a great idea. Best idea I've ever had. Hold on.
You have a killer dumpster.
I have a great butt. I'm making a tea time.
Do you really think you have a great butt?
No, my butt looks like two pieces of breakfast ham thrown against a wall and kicked.
What else does your butt look exactly like?
Like two waffles that were thrown on the Empire State.
Okay, so just food being thrown. I mean, do we need to do the third one?
Yes.
What else does it look exactly like?
A hamburger patty.
Yeah, it looks like two hamburger buns that were stepped on by Bigfoot and then fed to the line.
That's
not or a cat.
What else?
I've had too much coffee
exactly
today.
Exactly like.
Well, we learned earlier you can have up to 25 cups a day, so you're fine.
You do this real quick, K-Cor.
Yeah.
It's time for Fan 5, brought to you by Garage Solutions Minneapolis.
Yeah, and GarageSolutionsMinneapolis.com. Three straight games, Charlie Coyle has scored a goal in the Stanley Cup final. Now, they lost 4-2 to the Blues, but Charlie scored again 9 goals in the playoffs, 3 goals so far in the finals.
He is 2 wins away.
2 wins away.
From a cup in his hometown.
And how many goals away from being MVP? I mean, that might, is a, probably a little bit of a stretch, but I don't know.
Depends how the last two
it
shake
depends,
out. Yeah,
exactly. Depends
how
on
how
right.
the finals shake out.
What if he has 2 more goals, but they're both game winners, right? Maybe he's the MVP of the Stanley Cup final. You never know.
And you know how Mark said the change is what he thinks is helping Charlie so much? Charlie did do an interview where he said, and I'm not an elite hockey mind, copyright Paul Allen, but Charlie's playing consistently. He's playing center right now. He has a position. He's not bouncing from wing to center. He's playing with the same guys consistently. All those things help. And so there are changes that have been made for him to think that are that have boosted his confidence and made him in a position to succeed.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Good for him. Good for Charlie.
And, you know, he went into that team and they did not tell him he needed to be the goal scorer. That's not what his role was meant to be. When
just
he,
fit in?
It was just fit in. It's like third line center at the time. And look at him now.
Pretty nice to be wanted somewhere.
Yes.
Where they really want you.
Mm-hmm. Where you, they want you to
they
be.
Want you to be there. They don't start trade rumors all the time.
They just,
they don't. Yeah. Just like you there.
Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah.
Anybody have any idea when Phil Kessel is going to be on this team?
We can only hope very soon.
I hope tomorrow.
PK, bring him here.
Well, Phil hates this team. He doesn't want to be here.
Mm-hmm.
He said no.
We should call him. We should call
him. Yep. We want Jason to stay, but we've openly
campaigned. Oh, are we talking about Jason?
Oh, you probably heard us say this the other day. We're openly campaigning him for him to be traded to Vegas so Vegas. We can go visit you guys in Vegas.
We're going
to
get an apartment out there. We've decided that...
Or just do the show permanently from Las Vegas.
Yeah, they could trade you guys.
Perfect.
There's got to be a station out there like this, right?
Did you not hear him be Ryan Seacrest? We can do this anywhere, baby.
You guys, yeah.
Yeah, that was the real deal right there.
What if they said you can do this show, but it has to be... in Spanish on a pop station in Vegas. Would you go do it?
Can I book my ticket now?
Es bueno? Yeah.
Sauce, do your Spanish. Hey. Why?
No.
Why
I don't
you
know any Spanish.
You don't know any words. Count to 10.
Hola.
El baño.
Can you count to 10 in Spanish?
Yeah. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez.
Nice job.
And double birds for you. Or double...
Alberto.
Alberto.
I think that's my shampoo.
Larry Birds.
Can I ask you a question about getting traded to Vegas for me?
Sure, yes.
Would I have to bring my wife and kids?
That's up to you.
No, it's
you don't have to.
Would Randy go with?
Why would Randy go with?
Well, don't you need a handyman?
Not if I get a new house in Vegas.
I'm guessing Randy would stay here and help with the kids. Yeah. Here, help Angie with maintenance.
You mean with projects around the house?
Right, with maintenance.
Not help with the kids. He's not going to raise kids.
Well, what's your youngest's full name?
Harper Randy Rowan Cove. Why?
Why is it Randy?
She just liked the sound of it.
Oh. Is he going to be around?
You ever thinking about doing one of those 23andMe tests?
Yeah.
Ooh. Or like Ancestry.com? Angie's like adamantly against it. She thinks I'm going to learn nothing. So she's like, don't do it, don't do it. I'm like, everybody else is having fun with it.
He'll be around a lot next week, Randy, when you're out of town?
Yeah, huge project next week while I'm in Vegas.
What's he doing?
I don't know. Some
pipeline?
No, that was like 2 weeks ago. So it's some secret project, I'm not sure.
All week?
Yeah, for like 5 days.
You're
going to
get Angie's going to be so happy when you get home that,
oh, it's great.
That it's done.
Yeah, right on. So funny. I don't understand why you're smiling.
Nothing's funny. I can read that bit again if you want.
No, please don't. Although, again, you did much better than I thought. Good for you.
God, I love John Mayer.
I'm not dumb.
Carly, how many dudes have you made out to or made out with to this song? How many John Mayer stories do you have?
A couple dozen.
A couple dozen. Cool. Yeah. Good.
Everyone's made out to Your Body is a Wonderland.
You going to make it 25?
Let's do it.
Where's Rosie? What makes this man? John Mayer wails. With all the love.
We gotta go to break.
The Power Trip Morning Dream Show is back after this on the Fan. To throw it all away.
Gravity. Oh yeah.
I'll load it now.
Days turn to minutes and minutes to memories. Good morning, everybody. June 4th, see, of 2019. It's a Power Trip. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
What happened?
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Cripes, what?
So, the cops in Florida responded to a call about a disturbance on Saturday afternoon. And when they got to the house, a 34-year-old woman named Kristen was sitting in a taxi outside. She'd been in a fight with her mom, and the cops noticed some white powder on her nostrils.
Oh, boy. Oh no, she'd been baking cakes. Yeah.
So they said, excuse me, miss, step out of the car. And when she did, two things fell out of her shorts.
Hmm. Man, I hope one of them wasn't a wiener.
Yeah.
One was a feminine hygiene product.
Oh, fantastic.
So you can guess which one that is. Mm-hmm. And number two was a small bag of Molly.
Thanks, Sponge.
And it appears that the feminine product was holding the drugs in her lady parts.
How did this get in here? Somebody's playing a prank on me. Honestly, it's not mine.
Never thought about that.
She told the cops that the Molly wasn't hers, that, quote, I'm supposed to give it to someone. So she was hiding it in there. And claims it was not hers. She was arrested on a felony drug possession charge.
That seems like an overreaction.
I don't think it's fair that you guys have like a permanent pocket to hold stuff.
Yeah.
We don't have a pocket. Well, we have one pocket. Sauce has used it a couple times for his own finger.
Yeah, not apparently we should.
But the rest of us.
What?
The rest, we don't get to have a pocket. You guys are like kangaroos.
What? What?
You have like a built-in pouch. It's not fair.
That people can just store things.
But you can hide drugs in there. That's not fair.
Would you like to hide drugs?
Yes!
Whoa.
Like when
basically,
a lot of
she
jeans,
plugged it up.
Right. A lot of our jeans or pants have pockets. A lot of female pants don't have pockets. Now I know why.
Because we have a built-in
pocket. You have
pocket,
natural
like
pocket.
A kangaroo.
Like a kangaroo. Like a lady pouch.
Do you know how that area works?
I don't. I'm not super familiar.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm a huge fan of that area.
Yeah, huge fan.
Huge.
Oh, my.
Oh, calm down, Paul.
I didn't call it a human pocket.
That's not what I called it either.
I was listening.
Like, babe.
I can tell.
Like, babe, let me hold your wallet.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. In my wallet.
Okay.
What's in your wallet?
Hey, true story, by the way. Last segment, last commercial break, when a couple of commercial breaks ago, when Carly had to do a commercial, I walked over. No joke, Sauce's Twitter account was on Lisa Ann's Twitter account.
Well, duh.
Was it? Yeah.
Oh. Well, she follows me.
Just checking up on what she was up to today or what?
No. I mean, I will right now.
Who's Lisa Ann?
She's a porn star. She follows me on Twitter.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And Sauce
Lucky
is very
you.
Proud of it.
I bet she has a pocket.
A human pocket?
Yeah.
Hawk's seen it. So
good. Dirty pop.
Different size pockets.
Probably.
Hmm? Yeah.
Good for her.
Pocket.
Isn't that the truth?
Man, there's drugs in there sometimes.
Sometimes.
I just can't imagine. Out. What's going on down there that... Getting out of the car, everything just fell out of there.
Good point.
You know what I mean?
Where's that John Mayer sign?
Like she just, she just stepped out a little too wide.
Yeah.
It's like a parachute.
Right.
That's too far.
Free falling.
Gross.
Oh,
that's where my keys are.
Yeah. There's that old baseball card.
I've been looking for my cell phone.
Oh. Grandpa?
Here's my pager. Grandpa.
The cops in Florida are also looking for a woman who shoplifted more than $300 worth of clothes back in April from a store. As she grabbed clothes off the shelves, she shoved them in her bag, not her purse.
Whoa!
In her pocket.
In her bag. And she was twerking the whole time, and there's surveillance video. So she was twerking and shoplifting at the same time.
Are you sure she wasn't having a fit?
She was probably trying to distract them.
It probably worked.
To distract from
twerk,
her shoplifting.
Twerk, twerk, twerk.
Right.
Do you think any of you could twerk?
No. I don't think so.
Could you twerk?
I think you probably could. Can
I'm
you?
Sure I could. But
can we try?
No, we're not going to do that. No. The one, no. But can I see you do it?
Who are you talking to?
Chris, you.
Yeah, I'll try it.
Yeah, I want to see you
work,
Oh, the book.
Okay, please, will you try, Corey?
I can't do it.
Sauce, will you try?
Right, I'll pay you so much money to twerk.
Define so much money.
Like, $1,000 to watch you twerk.
That's the most any gal's offered me to do anything.
I want to see both of you.
I can't twerk.
Yeah, okay.
I got back problems.
Man. You know what else I can't do?
Fine,
helicopters.
Whatever, guys.
My body doesn't move like that. I don't
you
know what to
do. Can't do helicopters?
What do you mean?
Can't do helicopters, can't twerk.
Like, I don't know with your arms? Like the helicopter?
Yeah, that's what
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like when you...
Do you not know what a helicopter is?
I don't think so.
Oh, come on. Really?
Yeah. No, all I know is like the fight move. Where you...
No, where that's like, not okay. That's not it.
Can your husband do a helicopter?
I'm sure.
So... You know what? Hang on a second. I was going to explain it, but it would be so much better.
Will you show me it?
I think Jason would probably have a problem if I showed you it.
Yeah, Rosie's screaming from Chicago. I volunteer.
Is it like spinning around your head like a helicopter, North Carolina? That's
depends on where your head is at the time. But Sauce, why don't you explain to Carly?
I feel like
what a helicopter is.
I'm dead serious, okay. And I feel like I'm missing something.
No, he's going to explain it then.
This was like the fish stick.
This will be show her. Stand up and show her.
This will be fun.
No,
when,
I can't.
Well, don't do that. But
you know what? Or you could just have Jason show you, and then you could report back next week.
Is this
week.
Like when you do the airplane with someone?
Now, what's the airplane?
The airplane's probably the same thing.
It might be the same.
Maybe, but
like, were you,
Hawk
were you
and
put,
I have single
put,
engine
like,
Cessnas.
Like a person on your feet, and then you...
Nope, that's
oh my
also
God.
Not it.
No, that's not even close.
Sauce, explain it.
A helicopter is when, if you can, I cannot, I myself cannot, you grab the base of it, your unit, and then shake it like a helicopter.
What?
I don't know. Yeah.
Like this.
Okay.
Totally, look.
Based on your hand gesture, you definitely have never done it.
I can't. Yeah. Very well played, Hawkey.
Yeah, none of you can do that.
No. Can't do it. Can't do it.
I bet there's maybe two people in the building that can do it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Who do you think in the building can do it?
Yeah.
Three people.
Who?
So Jeff, Tyler, Greg, Sweatberg, and Chad Abbott. Okay.
All right. Anyway.
Well, I'm glad none of you...
Yeah, my hips like, don't work that way.
Yeah. My, yeah.
You just did a great job showing me that.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So yeah. I feel like you practice.
Mine looks more like practice. The bendy end of a straw.
Interesting.
Like a small straw.
Yeah, the bendy like
Capri
end.
Sun straw.
One of those for like a low ball.
That's another way to look at it, yeah.
You call your low ball, yes.
Okay, well, I'm glad we cleared that up. I feel much better knowing what a helicopter is.
Yep.
I'm glad you did not show me.
Yeah, I'd be.
You're welcome.
I'd be fired.
I don't think that you would.
Yeah.
Who would get you fired? Carly wouldn't care.
No, I wouldn't care.
She would laugh, but she's not going to get you a reported AHR or something. But we shouldn't say that Carly is going to accept helicopters, because otherwise half the building's going to run down and just... PA, I'll show you. Yeah.
PA literally just took the stairs up here because the elevator was taking too long.
Right. I'll show you what it's like.
This is a great place to learn new things.
You learn a lot of things here.
KFAN is a great place to learn. This is like PBS.
We're here about teaching. Yeah.
The more you know.
That's right.
Yeah.
Great. I really hope my daughter's not listening this morning.
That would be great.
Yeah.
In fact, most daughters shouldn't listen any day.
Yeah.
Or sons. Most parents or grandparents.
I'd say most people under the age of 17.
I'm surprised anybody listens to this.
Yeah. Probably turned it a while ago.
Yeah. Hard to
what a great song.
What were we talking about? When
helicopters.
The twerking. How did we get there?
Right.
Yeah. Tell me what's wrong and what's right.
Hmm. What a song.
It comes in black and it comes
all right, more with Carly.
White, and I'm frightened.
No Rosie, of course, today. He'll be back next week. We may have a really fun initials on Friday as well. We're waiting on a confirmation.
Yep. That's right.
Might be another really fun week.
That's right.
Of initials. But we can't announce it yet because it's not confirmed. Power trip back after this on The Fan.
If you're loved by someone, you'll never reduce.
Good morning, everybody. Enjoy your adventures.
I miss the sound of your voice.
It's June 4th, and it is 8:42, and Carly Zucker is here. No Rosie this week. Yeah, it is good. It is very good.
I miss the still of the silence.
What a song. Carly?
Yes.
I need a ruling on something, please.
Judge Carly, didn't we? We did this for a while, right?
Yeah, we did. We did. Failed miserably, but we're going to try it again, okay?
Okay, let's do it.
I need your judgment.
On it.
First, I need to hear this chorus.
So come on, get higher, loosen my lips, faith and desire, and the swing of your hips, just pull me down.
Great song.
What a great song.
One of the best.
Matt Nathanson, good dude.
So good.
Yep. The hottest summer fashion trend for men, crop tops and tube tops.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's what it's saying here. The crop tops.
What now? What?
Yeah, cutoff t-shirts, essentially.
And tube tops?
Yeah, tube tops. You know what tube top is, right?
I do.
Babes normally wear those, but now they're saying guys are wearing them.
I'm going to hard pass.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
No.
About a year ago, I bought a very, like, beachy-looking tank top, specifically for basketball. Not to wear to Target or to, like, you know, out
did
and about.
Did it have the wider sleeve? Like the armholes were wider.
Yes, but it was a sleeveless tank, essentially, which is a tank top. I get that, but you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, hey, let's buy one and play basketball. It wasn't like the true jersey fabric. It was more, again, like a beach-going fabric.
Cotton.
It's like cotton-ish, sure.
Not spandex.
I didn't get out of my bedroom before I was mocked and ridiculed, going, no.
And I go,
take a wild guess. And I go, what's wrong with this? She's like, no. I'm like, yeah, I get I'm not, you know, the baby goose. I understand that this is just for basketball. No one has to see me in this. She's like, nope, throw it away immediately.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, she wanted it gone.
Wow.
Within the first 5 seconds. Paul, your hands up.
Can you imagine if she came out in something she just purchased and you'd had, because it's not only the reaction, it's the look on their face.
Right, where it's
disapproval.
Are you ready?
Right, if I was Chris Hemsworth and I walked out in that, she'd go, what are you doing today?
Or, why is that on?
Yeah, go lay that on the floor and get in bed.
Right.
Yeah.
But instead it was holding back vomit and don't ever let anyone see this ever.
Right.
It's for shooting hoops. I don't care what it's for. Throw it away. I'm like, well, there goes $12.
You were like, honey, yeah? What you have on is disgusting. Can you imagine?
By the way, happy anniversary.
Right.
Right. So somebody got like a $12 tank top for a couple of bucks, probably at Goodwill. Congratulations.
Did you feel confident in it?
I didn't care. I'm too old to care anymore. I felt I definitely didn't feel like, hell yeah, I look amazing. But it was like, yeah, sure, let's go play basketball.
Do you ever get a tan?
Sure, when I go outside.
So no.
When's that?
I don't know.
Because I was thinking it would probably look better with some fresh color.
I got a little color in San Diego.
Get some tattoos, dog.
Yeah.
No, I'd have to lose a bet.
You ever been told to change what you're wearing? We come down the stairs. All right, I'm ready to go. You're not wearing that.
I would say tweak more than change.
Like that's a twerk.
Never the whole outfit where it's like, start over the whole thing top to bottom. But it's definitely those shoes don't match or that tie doesn't match or something like that. I get that a lot. You?
I live with a dog.
What? What happened?
That's mean.
But I used to. Not wearing that. Why? You look dumb. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah.
We're just trying to help you guys out.
Well,
maybe don't look at it as such a negative.
But Jason's a good dresser, so I assume you don't ever nitpick what he does.
Yeah, he looks good in everything.
Depends on the moment.
I bet he looks good in nothing.
What if he wore a tank top?
All the time.
Or a crop top.
A tube top is unacceptable.
Okay.
For just about anybody except for a porn star.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
or Terry.
I don't really think that any human being should wear a tube top.
Oh, man, really? You'd look great in mine.
Or animal.
What about chicks, though?
No.
Why?
They remind me of a stripper.
What's a tube top?
But why are you against that?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me find a good picture of a tube top here.
Yeah, no.
Oh my
What's
God.
Wrong with that?
No, I just think it looks kind
We've
of...
lost
Well, yeah, it looks cheap. Slutty, but what's wrong with that?
Yeah, man. Yeah, women's lib, dude.
Let them wear what they want.
That's fine.
Why are you so...
Oh, my God. Yeah. Just trying to help people out.
No, I think they look... Ooh.
Let's see.
You're repressing their fashion.
Let me see.
Let them be themselves.
Looky.
Oh, yeah.
Look out.
Well, sure. Like, if you're 12...
Look out.
13...
Look out.
Hockey, please come over here.
Yeah, but she looks like a porn star.
I don't need to come over there. I'm looking at it right now. Oh, my gosh. Yep. Look at those shorts.
She looks like a porn star.
I just looked at
it. There's nothing wrong with looking like a porn star.
Hello?
Yep. Sauce, how many adult film stars do you follow on Twitter?
One.
Just one? Just Lisa Ann?
Hockey?
Yeah. How about this one?
We're looking at the same one.
You guys are too much.
What do you think of that?
This one's basic.
Why don't you Google men in tube tops?
No interest.
Google men in tube tops.
I'm going to do it right now.
I want to see.
Corey has this shirt. Hockey.
Yeah. Buckle up, baby.
It's three belts.
Can't see that
Don't
far.
You have that shirt, Corey? Don't you shoot.
No,
somebody Google men
away.
In tank tops.
I'm
not
Googling
if you're driving.
That.
We don't need to Google it. Just look at the background of Corey's phone.
Okay. That's the fashion statement of the year.
Hockey.
I'm buying one right now.
And
hockey.
Yeah.
And
I can't see that far, brother. Oh. But I'm sure it looks great.
You guys, that is so inappropriate.
Oh, yeah, these are on work
computers, Paul.
Hey, we're doing research for the damned show.
Okay, so men in tube tops. No.
Hard pass.
Hockey.
0% that anybody.
What about tank tops for shooting hoops?
But yes, Jason, when we first met, wore tank tops.
Mm-hmm. And?
We've weeded that out.
Okay, so
tank tops.
So he still looked good and you still didn't want to see it.
Yeah, he's
even a good looking dude. You're like, no, thank you.
How sexy is that?
Well, yeah, but it looks like a corset.
He looks like he's bandaged.
Yeah,
he has burns under there. Like he's a burn victim.
He lost
wearing
a bet.
A croissant.
No, I mean a delicious.
A croissant.
A croissant.
He's wearing a delicious
strawberry
pastry.
Jelly on
he's
it.
Wearing a corsage.
A corsage?
So
that's
you're
a
saying
thing of
no.
flowers.
So I, so he doesn't I should, know things.
I'm dumb.
Are you saying I should take the crop top out of my cart in, on Amazon?
You're not by Hockey, where would you wear that?
Could that be your challenge? Torso? Don't you have a charge challenge? Someone has to wear a tank top
all
or a
week.
Tube top all week.
All
a tube top.
That'd be a great punishment.
All week.
To
do anything. So if you have to go to the doctor.
Ask Chris if he's willing to do it.
Why are we asking him?
If he's going to lose.
That should be the punishment. A week of a tube top.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere you go, you have to wear a tube top.
And you guys get to pick, the people, the winners get to
Brilliant.
Pick the tube top.
Hawk?
No.
He's in. He just
Are we
said
doing
no.
crest talk today?
What's crest talk?
That's when we talk about brushing our teeth.
Well, then I'm out.
Great sponsor.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Pretty Woman was originally called $3,000 for the amount of money Julia Roberts' character would have been paid for a week of work.
You and I are such similar creatures.
Hawk, he just threw his wallet.
People screw people for money.
Think about this. $3,000 a week for Julia Roberts. That is a steal.
She's stunning. So this
How much is that a day, Paul?
That is, let's see here. 3 divided by 5. Is it $500 a day?
7 days in a week.
Yeah, he's thinking just a work
week. She doesn't
work just a work week.
Hookers always take the weekend off.
Yeah, she gets holidays and insurance.
$3,000 times or divided by 7 days. How
Great
much?
Great health care.
How much per day?
Yeah, you got it.
Is it 500?
Yeah.
No.
Is it more or less?
You can tell me.
It'd be less. So it'd be about $350, $400, $2,000. Anyhow, the Dave Matthews Band song "Dream Girl" is about Julia Roberts and how they think she's a dream girl.
We don't even care.
1 second now. Hold on, please.
Tell us more about 311 ripping off music.
Let me tell me again about what's that song about again?
"Dream Girl" is song Dave Matthews wrote about Julia Roberts.
We don't care.
Chapter 12.
Thank you. Yeah, more for the book.
That's awesome, Paul. Thank you for your contribution.
The summer burger creations are here at Green Mill.
Oh,
enjoy
lucky.
5 limited-time burgers, all made with fresh, never-frozen USDA choice beef set to... So get the Green Mill today because the summer burgers are only around for a limited time. Call in to win right now. A $50 Green Mill gift card, 651-989-536-100-3065. 11th caller right now. Yep. Burgers, man. Burgers.
All right, a couple of seconds with Paul Allen before we...
Is that right?
Let 9 and noon take over right after this on the Power Gym Morning Show on The Fan.
A Fan.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, what's up, C? What's up, C?
CZ.
Zook.
I like it.
CAZ.
Before the Stanley Cup final, you had Charlie Coyle on your show.
Yes.
All he's done since then is score 3 goals.
Seven to karma. Yeah, he and the Bruins are spectacular. Now, of course, they did take the cliched L last evening. The Stanley Cup final is getting better game by game. Yesterday, I spent a little time just sharing top of the head that the NBA finals for me through two had been more compelling than the Stanley Cup final through three, but it evened itself out a little bit last night.
You like to gamble, right?
Yeah.
Carly, you like to gamble?
Sure.
Okay.
She gambles on life.
Fair.
We gamble with money.
Yes. And money's the best. Right?
Yes, sir.
It buys opportunities in
when
life.
When do you leave?
Sunday. And that was my question.
Sweet.
I heard you in church on Friday talking about like NFC and AFC championship picks, right?
Yeah.
He's big on the Niners. He got a value bet in Vegas on the Niners.
Yeah.
Give me a futures bet that you like.
Well, I mean, I know this is going to sound homerific.
Okay.
I would definitely look at the Vikings season total for over/under.
Is it 8.5 or 9?
Not sure. I haven't looked into it. But I think there are going to be some new things with the defense this year that nobody knows about until we roll into the regular season that I think people are going to like. And I do not believe you'll see it in the preseason. And I know this is an absolute. I know with the Stefanski Kubiak influence, that they're going to be able to run the ball dramatically better than they have in quite some time. And I think that's going to pave the way for markedly better play action for the quarterback. If you deep dive Cousins, and look at his play action, no matter what type of season he has had. His play action numbers and completion percentage and passer rating, very, very good. They just got away from it a lot last year. So you know, if you factor that in and it works out the way I think it will, and they run the way I think they will, then they should win. They should win 10 or 11.
So you hammer the over.
I wouldn't say hammer it.
3 months mortgage.
Yeah, schedule. Nobody's schedule is easy. Chicago's came up really tough. Also, depending, you know, on how this tournament goes for you, will you play cash?
What tournament?
Will you play? Aren't you going to play?
I'm permanently retired from poker.
I thought it was WSOP terrorism.
No, permanently retired, never playing again.
Okay, well, if you jump up, if you play anything and jump up significant positive cash, would you lay 500 to win 100 on the Patriots winning the AFC East? Do you think they're an absolute cinch to win the East? I think they're mostly a cinch. I think Buffalo, believe it or not, has gotten significantly better. I don't like the Jets at all, and the Dolphins have no chance. So,
are they really 1-5 right now?
Yeah. So,
holy cow.
With the way you roll, if you're interested in plopping something down in June where you will scoop it in January, 50 large to win 10. 50 for 10, are you in? Are they going to win the East?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're winning the East.
Yeah, they are.
It's 50, it's or 5K to win one. But I don't want to put up 5K to wait for one in January. So, I mean, it's either 50K to win 10.
Or none. There's no in-between?
There's no in-between.
There's no happy medium?
No, and then we'll get to December, and you'll bring up the hedging terrorism and cause everybody anxiety, and it'll be awful.
Well, like this dude in the Stanley Cup final. This guy's got to hedge his bets that he's still in it, right? The guy that's got 100K on the line. Have you heard about this, Carly, or not? That's
right. I have, yes.
Right, he's tied at 2-2, of course. He's got a 250-1 ticket with the Blues to win 100K. Just take some money and get out of this bet.
Mm-hmm. Your take on this from the people, that this is actually a talker in Las Vegas, exactly what you're bringing up with my friends at the Vegas Stats and Information Network. Every time I listen, somebody talks about it. You are 99% on the right side. Everybody who does this professionally is saying what you're saying. But there also is a hashtag faith side of life. For people who are free-spirited like Carly and I, F it, man.
I'd roll it. I would just go with it.
Let that bad boy roll and let's go.
It matters how much money you have, right?
Big time.
If the guy's got $5 million, then I would say just go for it. Yeah. Who cares? Have fun.
Agreed.
But if 35 or 40K is going to significantly change your life, then you just have to take it.
9 to noon is a sports show, young Corey.
It is?
I have a Craig Kimbrell. He's a relief pitcher.
Not familiar with him.
Could end up on the Minnesota Twins. There is some Craig Kimbrell related information I would like to share around the corner. Also, Twins catcher Mitch Garver is on the radio show today. And bench coach Rocco Baldelli's right-hand man, Derek Shelton. He's on at 9:35. It is a Twins Talker Tuesday, 9 to noon. Hmm.
Carly, are you going to listen or not?
Of course I will listen.
Whole thing.
Okay.
Big fan terrorism.
Carly, we'll see you next week. I guess I won't, but you'll see the guys next week.
Can't wait.
Won't that be fun? You got it. 9 to noon starts now.